six. All right, Taylor. Number two,
welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
Welcome, my friends, to Game 2 of the six-game series, the Rock Hounds and the Arkansas Travelers. And my goodness, the Rock Hounds coming back from the road trip to Frisco got off the bus and on the board, and they got on the board big. A 16-4 win over the Arkansas Travelers, the league's best, a team which is all of a sudden struggling a bit. The Travelers have now dropped seven games in a row. Now, you say that, and they are 60-42 on the season. So if you've lost seven straight and your record is 60-42 overall, obviously you've had a tremendous season, and they have. But boy, the Rockhounds really took it to the Travs in last night's ballgame. So many guys with big, big games. Brian Guelbas had a career-high six runs driven in, the last three coming on a triple to center field in the eighth inning. But up and down in the order, the Rockhounds really got terrific contributions. They scored 16 runs on 15 base hits, and eight different players scored at least one and or drove in at least one or both. The only guy who did not, he shouldn't even say it, is Shane McGuire. He actually contributed and set up, I think, three runs, if I recall correctly. So everyone in the lineup really contributed. What is the old phrase? The more things change, the more they stay the same. Well, for the Rockhounds, the more things change, the more they stay the same, and the more they change. Another call-up to AAA today, and it is, right now anyway, the Rockhounds' hottest hitter. J.J. Schwarz gets the well-deserved call to the Las Vegas Aviators. Congratulations to J.J. Punched that ticket to Las Vegas today. How good has he been of late in his last seven games? J.J. hitting .348, two doubles, two homers, nine driven in, seven scored, eight walks for an on-base percentage of .516 in his last seven games. And so the Rockhounds will bid farewell to another impact bat. And really, J.J., in terms of double-A experience, the senior member of this team. The Hounds now have two players on this roster, in terms of position players, is what I'm talking about here, position players only, but only two played a year ago at the AA level. In other words, only two of these guys had previous AA experience entering this season, William Simonite and Saeed Valenzuela. They are now the senior members of this team, and you look up and down the order, and for example, Drew Swift is now a graybeard. He's going to play in his 35th AA game tonight. Max Muncy, 20 games. Jack Winkler, 20 games. Lazaro Armenteros is now the senior member in terms of games played. He has 63 games played, but Cameron Masterman, 10 games. Saeed has 32. Casey Yamauchi is in the lineup. This will be his fourth AA game, his seventh game as a pro. And Brian Blavas with a huge game last night, playing in his eighth AA game. You and I have been on this journey, on this road, a long while, better now than three decades and change. And I keep going back and looking. There's no way to really reference 30-plus years without taking about a week to do it. But I really have to think this is by far the youngest team in terms of AA experience that we have ever seen. That being said, Rockhounds 2.0, maybe 2.1 now. Boy, they busted loose last night. 16-4 was the final. Pitching matchup in game two of this set. Blake Beers goes to the mound for the Hounds. Blake 2-7, a 6.08 ERA. I would suggest he is better than those numbers, but those are the numbers. And he goes against Kyle Tyler. Tyler is 6-8 with a 5.71 earned run average for the Travelers. He will make his 21st appearance, his 20th as a starter for Blake Beers. It is his 13th start with the Rockhounds. Boy, bright sunshine, very, very little wind. My goodness, make sure we are really in West Texas. And we have our Star Spangled Banner just ahead of the first pitch, and our great friend Rusty Blanton with the Star Spangled Banner. Star-Spangled Banner this evening, this bright, sunshiny summer evening. Rockhounds and the Travelers get set for Game 2. Quick reminder, this series will continue through Sunday afternoon. At 7 o'clock starts the next three evenings, and then Sunday with our matinee to wrap things up between the Rockhounds and the Travs. In last night's action, really quickly before we break away, Amarillo's lead in the South Division down to one game over Corpus and over Frisco, just one game back behind the Sidewoodles. Rockhounds are within three. San Antonio, they've already been rained out today, are four games back in the South Division. I think we're ready for baseball. Blake Beers has baseball in hand, and he will throw the first pitch of our ball game coming up right after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
it is a good solid triple digits here this evening. 105 degrees at 7 o'clock in the evening. Breeze up to perhaps 11 miles an hour. It's picked up over the last few minutes. But again, for West Texas, not a lot of wind. As of the last, about the time Rusty started the national anthem, in fact, the flags now actually are fully unfurled. They were virtually motionless not long ago. So a little bit of wind, and what there is blowing almost straight out to center field. Jonathan Classe will stand in and lead it off for the Travelers. Center fielder who's got some pop and some speed, and he will lead it off. Classe, one of four switch hitters on the roster, and all four are in the lineup for the Travelers. Or wearing their camouflage jerseys, I might add, this evening. So here's Jonathan Classe. Here is Blake Beers. And for Momentum Bank Ballpark, first pitch of the ball game, and Eddie's up a little high for ball one. Classe batting from the left side, 222. 10 homers, 40 driven in. Boy, he's already stolen 40 bases, including one last night. Blake with a sign, the no wind-up motion. Pitch swung on, a little nubber. Oh, my goodness, going to be a swinging bunt handled by Simonite, but his throw is high and wide, and that's going to get into right field. Coming for second base is Classe. I think they got him. Yeah, he's out. Boy, good hustle by Cameron Masterman in right field. He got to that errant throw. So I would guess that'll be a base hit. I'm really lost here on the scoring. So it's a base hit and then thrown out at second base. Just wanted to make sure on that. Simonite's throw was relatively close, but it was wide. Masterman, a really good job backing that up. A little excessive noise that time coming out of somewhere. Probably the radio booth. Spencer Packard takes down low for ball one. One ball, no strikes. So Classe gets a base hit but thrown out trying to advance on the errant throw. Just a swinging bunt, and with his speed, that became a really, really tough play. Pitch swung on, popped in the air to shallow left field. Max Muncy going out. This ball's got a chance to drop, and drop it will. Boy, just a little Texas leaguer. Boy, Blake Beers, my goodness, snake bitten twice already in this ball game. A little bunt single, of course, that turned into an out on the 9-6 put out. And then just this little flare, that is a classic Texas leaguer, and Spencer Packard is on base, and it's one on with one man down for Alberto Rodriguez. He's the right fielder. Left-handed hitter is Rodriguez. So Packard the base runner. It's a stretch and pitch outside for a ball from Blake. The little flare by Packard just eluding the glove of Max Muncy going out, and Sahid Valenzuela coming in left field. But neither could get there. Absolutely fell right between them for the base hit. Rodriguez waits, swings, bouncing ball, foul, wide of first base over to the Camera Bay. One ball, one strike. Robert Perez Jr. is on deck. He's the first baseman. Perez Jr. moving to first in this game, the cleanup batter. Isaiah Gilliam is the left fielder batting fifth. Gilliam in left field. And Caden Polkovich, second baseman, homered last night. Second baseman batting in the sixth spot. Rodriguez waits. 1-1 pitch from Blake. Way outside and high. Ball one. Make it ball two. Two balls and one strike. Bottom third of the order. Josh Morgan gets the start at third base for the Travelers. Josh Morgan batting seventh at third base. Matt Scheffler, the catcher, batting eighth. Scheffler behind the plate. Pitch from Beers. Got the outside corner. Good backdoor pitch for a called strike. 2-2. And Leo Rivas will round it out. He's the shortstop. Home plate in shadows. Again, 6:30 start this evening, so the shadow just stretching out in front of the dish right now, right in the edge of the grass. Up high goes the pitch for ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Shadow stretches up just past first base, so first baseman, base runner, and the first base coach, and the umpire, in fact, all in shadows. Everything else in bright sunlight with 105 on the thermometer. 3-2. Just outside, ball four. Well, last night the Travelers got off to a fast start. They scored one in the first inning. And really, I know it was a 16-4 game, but J.T. Ginn escaping with just one run allowed in the first inning last night, probably one of the keys to the Rockhounds' victory. Certainly it was very important early on before the onslaught began. Here's Robert Perez, Jr., first baseman, right-handed hitter. 238 the average. Well, again, he's in the sunlight from shoulders up, so that's where that sun is peering over the roof. Pitch up and in, ball one, one ball and no strikes. Classe, Packard, and Rodriguez up top. Perez, Gilliam, and Polkovich in the middle of the order. And Morgan, Scheffler, and Rivas will round it out for the Travelers. Double-A affiliate of the Seattle Mariners. 1-2 pitch. Excuse me, it's scoreboard at 1-2 for a moment. I thought called strike, one ball, one strike. Been the Mariners' double-A affiliate since 2017. A little later on a road to the show, give you a fascinating number on the affiliation and guys who have made the trek to Seattle. 1-1 pitch, backup delivery, drilled, high and deep, left field. Got a chance to do some damage. That ball is gone. Robert Perez Jr. turned on that thing and lined it over the left field high wall. And just that quickly, boy, the first four batters up all reached. Of course, one of them thrown out trying to get to second base. But, boy, Perez with his 11th home run of the season. And that is a three-run blast. So Spencer Packard, who reached on little flare, will score. Rodriguez, who drew the walk, will score. And it is 3-0 Arkansas. The batter will be Isaiah Gilliam, guy with a lot of pop, one of the top power guys in the league. 18 home runs for Isaiah, 54 driven in. Well, the Travs get on the board early. A little roller out toward third. Drew Swift cuts in front of Max Muncy. Makes the play and the throw just in time. Second out of the inning, nicely handled by Drew. Now two men down. And that brings up Caden Polkovich. Switch hitter, second baseman. A line drive home run to right field last night did Polkovich. His first with the Travelers. First pitch to the left-handed hitter is down and in for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Blake making his 13th start. 67 hits and 60 and two-thirds coming in. 2.5-1 ratio. Ground ball out toward the right side. Going to be handled at first base by Jack Winkler. Underhands to Blake covering the bag, and the inning is over. But the Travelers this time get on the board with more than one run in this one. A crooked number on the board here at the top of the first. After a half inning, Village Car Wash score of our game. Arkansas 3, and against right-hander Kyle Tyler, the Rockhounds coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your mud hens from your trash pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
As they did last night, the Travelers get on the board in the top half of the first inning. This time, though, a three spot on the three-run home run by Robert Perez Jr. Here's the lineup that'll go to the dish for the Rockhounds tonight to face Ryle, the right-hander, Kyle Tyler. Drew Swift leads it off. He's the third baseman. Drew Swift at third. Max Muncy, the shortstop, in the number two spot. Max batting second at short. Jack Winkler batting third, playing the three spot. Jack Winkler, the first baseman. Lazaro Armenteros will be the DH. He will bat cleanup. Lazaro, the designated hitter. And William Simonite, the catcher, batting fifth. Simo behind the dish in the five spot. Here's Drew Swift. Swings, first pitch, line drive, right field, got a chance on the move. Rodriguez can't make the play, just deflected off his glove. Swift on his way to second base, that'll be a stand-up double. Really good effort by Rodriguez, almost tracked that down. Drew Swift, one pitch into the bottom of the first inning with a double to right field. And that's a 2-for-6 last night for Drew, and that had to feel just awfully good. Again, no need to repeated too much, but he had a tough series in Frisco. He was hitless in five games in a series in the Metroplex. And, man, had a 2-for-6 last night, dropped down a gorgeous bunt, had another single in the game, and starts this one with a double. So one on and nobody down. Batter is Max Muncy. Takes backup pitch, got there for a strike, 0-1. Rest of the lineup, Cameron Masterman, who made a nice defensive effort a few moments ago. Right fielder batting sixth, Cameron in right. Saheed Valenzuela in left field batting seventh, playing the seventh spot is Saheed. 0-1 pitch to Max, drops down and in. One ball, one strike. Casey at the bat, batting number eight. Casey Yamauchi is the Rockhounds' second baseman, batting eighth. And Brian Buelvas will round it out. Center fielder batting ninth, Brian Buelvas. 1-1 set. Pitch swung on and missed. Good breaking ball away. One ball, two strikes to Max. Swift, Muncy, and Winkler, top third of the Hounds' order. Armenteros, Simonite, and Masterman in the middle. Saheed, Valenzuela, Casey Yamauchi, and Brian Buelvas round it out. 1-2 set by the right-hander. Glance out at second. Turns and comes to the plate. This pitch fouled away. Max protecting the outside part of the plate. One ball, two strikes to count. Kyle Tyler making his 21st appearance, his 20th start for the Travelers. Given up a lot of hits, 116 hits in 97 2/3. Pitch just down and in, 2-2 to Max. Strikes out about a batter per inning, 98 whiffs in 97 2/3. And 44 bases on balls, so you add all of that up. And the whip is at 1.64, which is obviously high, and a 292. Opponent batting average, right-hander with a 2-2. This ball hit high in the air to right field, not deep, toward the line, drifting foul territory. Rodriguez has it. Swift will tag. He'll come to third. Rodriguez's throw will kind of dribble over to third base. So Max fouls out to the right fielder, Alberto Rodriguez, but advancing to third is Drew Swift. Little thing, but again, you want to take advantage of every opportunity. Rockhounds did a great job with that last night. And I realize it turned into a runaway game at 16-4. But a ball club that, again, is so very new and kind of piecing things together and finding its own identity, taking advantage of opportunities, really important. Did a great job last night. Jack Winkler stands in, bounces the first pitch foul right at the plate. Count is 0-1. Jack, 179 in his first 20 games. Corner infielder, playing first base in this one. Lazaro is on deck. Runner at third, infield is back with one man down. Pitches up high to the right-handed hitter. One ball and one strike. Jack did not play in last night's series opener. Yeah, he's still looking for a good swing of the batter, too. He's just 2 for his last 34, and you know that wears on you a little bit. One ball, one strike. Makes it inside corner. Pitch right at the knees, called strike 1-2. Kyle Tyler, right-hander, 6 feet even, 185. He's from Oklahoma City. Delivery to the outside edge is wide for a ball, two balls, two strikes. Kyle has a little bit of big league experience with the Padres. You know, he's been here before. Right-hander set. Count is 2-2. Winkler waits. Runner at third. Pitch swung on. Hard hit ball. It's a base hit for Jack Winkler into left center field. That'll drive home a run. Hounds get on the board in the bottom of the first inning. Jack with his eighth RBI. There's the horn. Swing of the bat. And again, very similar to St. Drew Swift. Caden Trinkle had been struggling a bit in that Frisco series. He had a couple of really good swings of the bat last night, and Jack Winkler with an RBI single here. So a 3-1 ball game, and now here's Lazaro, one man on and one man down. Armenteros takes on the outside half of the plate for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Lazaro, 228 overall, 9 home runs, 47 driven in. Pitch to him is down and in, one ball, one strike. Mentioned a nice stretch that he is on his last 31 games, on base in 29 of the 31.
hitting .283, which won't get you into the Hall of Fame, but again, his average was under .200 when that stretch began. He takes down and in for a ball, 2-1, so those last 31 games are significant. Still has a high strikeout total over that stretch, but his on-base percentage is .421 in the last 31 games, and that is, boy, that's more than solid. 2-1 count. Takes, boy, just low, ball three. So a lot going on in the first inning. The Travelers with a three-run home run from Robert Perez. The Rockhounds have answered with a double from Drew Swift, RBI single by Jack Winkler. Jack takes the lead off first base. Stretch by Tyler, that pitch down low. So Lazaro again, another base on balls. So making on base in 30 of his last 32. Two men on. And one man down, and the batter is William Simonites. Said in the pregame, my goodness, here is your senior member of the Rockhounds. J.J. Suarez goes up to AAA Las Vegas. Simo, right-handed hitter, he gets the call behind the plate. J.J.'s departure will increase the workload for both Simo and Shane McGuire. Bouncer, that'll go foul wide of the bag at third. Josh Morgan will corral it. That's a foul ball, 0-1. Hounds have had three catchers on the roster virtually the entire season with Simo and J.J. and Shane McGuire, who has the night off. In the Frisco series, each guy caught two games, and of course in the heat, it's nice when you can rotate three capable guys behind the dish. 0-1 stretch, pitch to Simo, fouled it away, and the count is 0-2. One for four last night with an RBI double. Simo, really nice stretch. It's not a streak of any kind, but last 19 games hitting a little over .300. Down in the count, 0-2 here. Runners their leads off first and second. 3-1 Arkansas in the first. Pitch to Simo, tempted, did not go. They appeal, but nope, did not swing the bat. One ball and two strikes. Home plate umpire is Jared Molman. He's from Brenham, Texas. Felix Neon is from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. That is sometimes pronounced Santo Domingo. And Ty Krause, our crew chief, is from Glendale, Arizona. He is at third base. One ball, two strikes. Simo waits. Pitch for the right-hander. Swing and a miss. Got him. Elevated the fastball up and away, and Simo chased it, so he is out on strikes. 2-1 and two men down, and here is Cameron Hasterman. Well, a little thing, but really good hustle defensively by Cameron on the errant throw on the swinging bunt base hit by Jonathan Classe, and in retrospect, that saved a run. 2-1 and two down. Right-handed hitter stands in. Breaking pitch and a good one. Backs over the inside corner for a called strike. 0-1. The inside half anyway. 0-1 count to Cameron. Again, part of the theme playing in his 11th double-A game. He's 10 for his first 30. It's a nice start. 0-1 pitch, and that's a bouncer foul off the plate or maybe his foot, and a quick 0-2 count. So Kyle Tyler jumping ahead of the last two batters after surrendering the RBI single and a walk. Masterman stands back in. Cameron, couple of RBIs in his first 10 games of the Hounds. Pitch to the outside half is up and away for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Runner at first is Lazaro Armenteros. Man on at second, Jack Winkler. 3-1 Arkansas in the first. The stretch and the pitch by Tyler. And that's lined into right field. That is going to sink and drop it. Or slide and catch. Did he get it? He got it! Oh, my goodness. Alberto Rodriguez with a sliding backhanded catch in shallow right field. Man, don't care who you're rooting for, who you like, who you don't like. That is an outstanding catch. Masterman with a really good swing of the bat. That started 0-2. Line drive to right field, and Rodriguez picked it off the blade to the grass. Hounds get one back, and we'll go to the top half of the second inning. Boy, a lot going on in the first of this one. Village Car Wash score after one complete. Arkansas 3, the Rockhounds 1.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Bottom third of the order in the top half of the second inning for Arkansas. Josh Morgan leads it off, takes down and away from Blake Beers. One ball, no strikes. Morgan, then Matt Shepler and Leo Rivas in the second. Boy, we had a home run, brilliant defense. A lot going on in the first inning. Fastball strike from Blake on the outside corner. Squares the count at 1-1. Morgan hitting 227. Four homers, 26 driven in. Former Rangers farmhand and former high draft choice for Texas a while back, 2014. 1-1 pitch inside, on it, hit him. Ball got away from Blake, and Morgan will painfully take his base. Leadoff man on base here in the second. Batter is Matt Shepler. He is the catcher. And now we'll jog down to first base, taking his time. Can't blame him. Shepler hitting 220 in 50 ball games for the Travelers. Product of Auburn University is the right-handed hitter. Slightly open stance in a right-hand box. Bright red batting gloves on both hands. Again, Travs wearing camouflage jerseys tonight. Pitch up and into that. Hit him. Oh, my goodness. He's hit back-to-back batters. Two on, nobody out. So for Blake Beers, this has been a rough start to this ball game. Two base runners painfully reach base here for the Travelers. Here's Leo Rivas. See how the Travelers will play this. The number nine guy up there talked about Rivas last night. He has really had an all-around very good season for the Travs. Switch hitter. Solid average at 276. 33 stolen bases. Has 33 driven in. Let's see if he's bunting here. Swift cheating in a little bit at third. Does try to drop it down. Drops down a beauty. Blake will make the play. He'll have to go to first base. He does, and just in time. Boy, I mean, that is virtually perfect sacrifice bunt. Pushed it up the third baseline. Pitcher made the play and actually had to hurry a little bit to get him. So second and third, one man down. Rivas drops down a beautiful sack bunt. And here is Jonathan Classe. Well, he didn't mean to, but he basically bunted in the first inning. A swinging bunt. On an errant throw to try to get him, he tried to get to second, and Cameron Mesterman threw him out. Takes outside for a ball, one ball, no strikes, and the next three batters reached. So again, that in hindsight, that saved a run. Infield in, all the way around, second and third, one man down, 3-1 Arkansas. Christian Classe punched foul. That's at the screen on the left side, one ball, one strike. Rockhounds defensively have Saheed Valenzuela in left field. Brian Welbus is in center. Cameron Masterman is in right field. Drew Swift at third. Max Muncy, the shortstop. Casey Yamauchi is at second base. Jack Winkler at first. Pitch bounced foul into the Hounds dugout in the first base side, 1-2. William Simonite behind the plate. So Blake Beer is in a jam here in the second. Has a 1-2 count to Class A, switch hitter batting from the left side. Blake set at the belt. Pitch to Class A in the dirt. Good block by Simo. Count goes 2 balls, 2 strikes. Shadow creeping out now, extending almost to the base of the pitcher's mound and up past first. Again, left side, short. Third and left field will battle that sun for a while. It's been a factor. Here's the 2-2 stretch and pitch. Back door just wide, excruciatingly close, as the crowd's reaction will tell you. 3-2. Boy, tough pitch to take, but Class A did. Wheels the bat around a couple of times. 3-2 count. First base is open with one man down. Right-hander set. Blake delivers. Nope, down and in. Ball four. So the bases are loaded with one man down, and the batter will be Spencer Packard with Alberto Rodriguez waiting on deck. Packard, just a little duck snort. Pop-up that dropped in shallow left field in the first inning. That followed Class A being thrown out at second. And it was just a little Texas leaguer that dropped. That was followed by a walk to Alberto Rodriguez and then Perez with the 3-run homer. Packard takes, boy, just outside 1-0. Packard, a guy who's been a regular for the Travs, 280. 10 homers, he's driven in 61 runs. Takes strike down the middle, called strike. Count goes 1-1. Packard, left-handed hitter. Makes home in Tucson, Arizona. Does the left-hander, tapping at left shoulder as he waggles the bat. Pitch by Beers, down and in. Simo, another good stop. 2 balls and a strike. Arkansas 3, Hounds 1, top of the second, but the base is loaded with one man down. Class A, 10 homers, 40 driven in to go with those 40 stolen bases. Long looking for the sign, Blake's got it. 2 balls, 1 strike. I should say Packard, delivery outside North High for ball 3, 3-1, so it's Class A, forgive me, is at first base. Scheffler at second, Morgan at third. 2-hit batsmen, sacrifice bunt, and a base on balls. Batter is Spencer Packard, and here's the 3-1 set. Blake to the corner. Boy, ball 4 just wide, and that forces in a run. So a very frustrating inning to be sure. Morgan will score. Scheffler to third. Classe to second, and the base on balls will force in a run. So a 4-1 game, and the batter is Alberto Rodriguez. He drew a walk his first time up. Base is still loaded with one away. Big swing and a miss, and a good delivery down and in. 0-1 the count. I mean, Rodriguez has already impacted this game. He made just a tremendous sliding catch in right field. On an otherwise RBI base hit by Cameron Masterman to end the first. He takes down low, and the count goes 1 ball, 1 strike. In fact, if that ball had gotten under his glove, and I mean he took it off the blades of the grass, if that ball gets under the glove, would have driven in 2 runs, and Cameron likely would have gotten to third base at least a second. But he made the catch, did Mr. Rodriguez. Here's the 1-1 stretch, pitched by Beers. Bounced foul right at the plate, and it's 1-2. So Blake Beers now with a 1-2 count. Bases are loaded with a run across and no hits in the inning. Rodriguez waits from the left side. 1-2 count, Beers from the belt, leg kick in his pitch, and a backdoor delivery just wide. Boy, Simo's reaction tell you everything you need right there. Just a little bit of the, just that flinch of the body. Thought for certain that was a called third strike, but nope, 2-2. He's walked three, he's hit two, but he's also been, boy, ever so close on a bundle of pitches already in the game. 2-2 count. It's the Packard swung it in line and over the glove of Yamauchi into right center field, a base hit. That will score a couple and bring runners to second and third. Boy, it took a moment to get that ball in. I don't know if that'll be called a double or not. See, that will drive home two. It's second and third. So just want to confirm, is that a double? It is indeed. So Packard gets around to third base. Rodriguez with a double just over Casey's glove into right center field, and they just got enough into the gap between Guelvas and Masterman that Rodriguez was able to turn it into a double. So the Travelers will score two on that one, have runners at second and third. This is now a 6-1 ball game. Chris Smith, Rockdown's pitching coach, out for a visit. An activity will begin in the bullpen. You know, last night, JT Ginn and Roiber Salinas, that was a piggyback start, and I know it's so... was asked by about two or three people. The guy got a save in a 16-4 game, and yes, he actually did. He came into the sixth inning, did Roiber, and he finished the game. And the score could be 200-2. And if you go the last four and come in the last three or more, in fact, with the lead and don't give it up, that's a save. But Ginn and Salinas sparing the rest of the bullpen last night. Now here is Robert Perez Jr., and he swings and fouls it back. He has a 3-run home run in this game. And the Travelers... again, this is a good ball club, and they've dropped seven straight, including the thumping last night, their most lopsided loss of the season. Well, they are making a statement here in the early going. 6-1 to score, swinging a foul straight back. It's 0-2. With J.J. Schwarz going up to AAA, Tyler Baum has been activated off the injured list, right-handed reliever. Saw the bullpen stretched very thin, in fact, thin enough that Shane McGuire had to pitch at one point in the Frisco series. So last night's piggyback start and the addition of Tyler will certainly help there. 0-2 pitch down and away, 1-2. The base hit by Rodriguez, the first hit of the inning. And it drives in the second and third runs of the inning. Still just one man down. Pitch to Perez, swings, fouls it back, had a pretty good rip. One ball, two strikes, the count. Perez at 238, home run his 11th. RBI total now up to 48. Right-handed hitter, he's the first baseman for the Travs in this game. Second and third of the runners, infield in. One ball, two strikes, pitched by Beers, down and away, 2-2. I see a Gilliam on deck, and again, he too, a terrific power hitter. Runners their leads. Beers is set. Blake with a two-ball, two-strike pitch. Down and away. Ball three, 3-2. Boy, this started with an 0-2 count to Perez. Now the count full. First base is open. Perez asking for time. Robert, who is a Venezuelan native, been with the Mariners a while, was signed as a non-drafted free agent, international free agent in 2016 at a young age. Stretch in the 3-2, and that's a bounce foul. We'll do it again with the count full. Ball retrieved by Drew Swift, in foul territory. Now we can get back to baseball. Well, it's been a long inning already for Blake. That shadow starting to creep up the upslope of the mound. He's been out there a while. 3-2 to Perez. Up and in, ball four. And once again, the base is loaded, and that is four bases on balls, couple of hit batsmen, and three of the walks, in fact, in this inning. So six base runners in the inning, one hit. Now I say a Gilliam. Started to give you an interesting stat on this guy, and I won't let this rest of this game pass before we do it. Gilliam is really intriguing. He has a high strikeout number, but he also hits for good average. Pitch up and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Base is loaded for the power hitter here. He's hitting 290 despite striking out 113 times. Did a little more digging on that. It's interesting. Left-handed hitter. Switch hitter. Beers pitch up high. Ball two. Boy, right now, and I think it was the late, great Vin Scully who first said it, that pitcher's mound sometimes can be the loneliest place, as Vin said, the loneliest place on the planet. The pitch by Blake Natty is driven high in the air to right field, and that is not coming back. Gilliam drives it way out of here. Grand slam home run. And I mean, he torched it. That ball high on the berm may have actually cleared the right field berm. That is as impressive a home run, perhaps, as we have seen all season. And, boy, the Travelers answering what the Rockhounds did last night. They have scored 10 times in the first two innings, and that'll be it for Blake. Gilliam's 19th home run of the season pushes his RBI total to 58. And so for Blake Beers this day, is done, and it was, boy, it was a rough outing. He will go just 1 1/3. Gives up 5 base hits in that inning so far. 7 runs have scored on 2 base hits. He walked 3, hit 2, and every one of them came across to score. So for Blake, 1 1/3, 5 base hits, 10 runs, my goodness, all earned. And the grand slam will cap it. So David Leal will come out of the Rockhounds bullpen. David, of course, a guy who has starting experience, so he can, you would think, give at least some multiple innings if everything works out okay. But boy, nothing working out so far. It is a 10-1 ball game. David will come on in the second inning. Base is empty. Travelers will send Caden Polkovich to the mound when David is ready to go, and that means they will have batted around and then some. Just one down here in the second inning. I'm reminded of the movie Blazing Saddles, and of course you can only quote about 3 words from the movie Blazing Saddles. But I call it the Mongo theory. Mongo was the rather large, well, actually a nice guy, kind of nice guy dash villain, played by the late great Alex Karras, the former NFL player. And he played Mongo, who was basically a very large human being. And when Mongo rides into town, Sheriff Bart starts to go get his pistol, and he is advised, no, don't shoot him. If you shoot him, you'll only make him mad. Well, the Mongo theory sometimes applies to sports, and Mongo leads 10-1 in this ball game to the Travelers. Caden Polkovich takes down and in for ball one from David Leal. Caden, second baseman, he homered last night. So of the 10 runs across, 7 of them coming on 2 swings of the bat. Polkovich takes down and away from Leal. A quick 2-0 count here. Base is emphatically emptied. 10-1 Travelers in this ball game. Boy, what do we say so often? This game will keep you humble. Leal's pitch, that'll get there. Hard of the plate for a strike. 2 balls and 1 strike. David out of the Rockhounds bullpen making his 25th appearance, his 17th in relief. Again, when the Rockhounds have needed someone to fill a spot in the rotation, David has certainly done that multiple times. 8 starts on the season. Left-hander comes set, leg kicking the pitch, breaking ball, got there. Called strike, snapped over the heart of the plate, 2-2. 3-5 with a 5.82 ERA. Sixteen and a third innings, but 82 base hits. Doesn't walk a lot of guys. There's a shotgun to third base line, backhanded by Drew Swift, throws and got him. Well, it's a 10-1 ball game, but that was one dickens of a play at third base. Drew Swift, backhanded play right down the line. 2 men down, and batter now will be Josh Morgan. Started this inning when it just started just awkwardly for Blake Beers. He hit the first two batters he faced. So Morgan stands in. Second time in the second inning. Pitch from Leal. Tried the back door. Just missed a little wide for a ball. One ball and strikes. Morgan, right-handed hitter. A catcher originally. Makes a backdoor pitch, just wide, ball two. He's now a third base, could still catch, of course, but the Rangers drafted him as a catcher. Saw him in Frisco along the way in his first tour of duty. Here's the 2-0 pitch by David. That's hard hit ball to shortstop, and Max is there. Dropped it, retrieves it, throws, and got it. The ball was sharply hit, so Max had a little extra time. That ball got out of the glove, but now shortstop retrieves and throws him out. But boy, the Travelers come up huge. They get a 7-run inning that is capped by an Isaiah Gilliam grand slam home run. So it is 7 runs with just a couple of base hits. Ouch. No errors, and as the man said, there's nothing left for the vapor trail. To the bottom of the second we go. Village Car Wash score, Arkansas 10, Buckhounds 1.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are 2 for the price of 1 every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focused Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Well, Arkansas early in this game getting a modicum of revenge after the Rockhounds ran away and hit last night 16-4. Travelers lead 10-1 after an inning and a half. So, boy, the old hello, how are you? Saheed Valenzuela will lead it off, bottom third of the order for the Rockhounds. Casey Yamauchi and Brian Wellness will follow. Saheed, switch hitter at 2:06. No home runs and 16 driven in. 14 of those coming, by the way, in his last 18 games. Again, a couple of interesting numbers when it gets to Saheed. Takes a strike right down the middle of the knees, called strike from the right-hander Kyle Tyler. Tyler has struggled a bit on the year. We gave you his numbers, but man, right now you just go to the mound and pitch the way you know how and go from there. Little looper off Saheed's bat. That's going to drop into right field, a base hit. Lead-off single for Saheed Valenzuela. Talking with Saheed the other day, he's really just a great kid. And he is, the numbers are not anything that will jump off the page at you, but just really the last, what now, 19 games or so with that base hitting, about 235, not a high average, but he has been really good for contact. He struck only 4 times in his last 62 at-bats. He's getting to be seems to be anyway, from the amateur's eye view, got to underscore that, but getting to be a tough out. Casey Yamauchi takes ball one, does the right-handed hitter. Casey at the bat. Tapper right back to the mound. That'll be handled by Henry. A horrible throw. He throws it into center field. And coming to third base is Saheed Valenzuela. Well, that's your basic fielder's choice and a throwing error on the pitcher. So Tyler Henry just yanked that throw wide. Casey reaches on a fielder's choice. Valenzuela goes to third base on the play. First and third, nobody out for Brian Guelbas. Well, what a ball game he had. A career-high 6 runs battered in last night. Saheed was hitting 8th last night, Brian hitting 9th, and they each had a single, double, and a triple, the 8 and 9 hitters. And Brian's last at-bat was a triple to straightaway center field. It's 4-10 to straightaway center, so ball hitting the deck somewhere around 395, 400 feet, and it just eluded Glove of the center fielder, Classe, who hit the deck trying to track it down. It turned into a three-run triple. And that capped the six RBI game. He takes down and away here. One ball, no strikes. Well, first and third, down by a bundle, but A, it's early in the game, and B, you never want to miss an opportunity to bring something in. Pitch on the way, that's high and tight for ball two. Two balls and no strikes from Kyle Tyler. Top of the order on deck, Drew Swift. Boy, Travelers with a strange line on the board. Pitch, just low, ball three. Three balls, no strikes. So, Brian, right-handed hitter. Speaking of odd numbers, he's hitting 200. He's 5 for 25. Again, look, this is his eighth game at AA, but he has 10 runs batted in, including a half dozen last night. 3-0. He'll take, called strike, 3-1. The Travelers in this game have 10 runs on 5 hits. Rockhounds have not committed an error. 10 runs, 5 hits. Well, Boss Waits pitch. Boy, called strike 2. Brian with a couple of steps toward first base. Boy, borderline pitch, but just got there. Travs, by the way, we're talking about efficiency last night for the Rockhounds. Can't get much better than the Travs. They did have a runner thrown out trying to get to second base on an errant throw, but nobody left on base. Ground ball right side. Smothered! Diving catch by Polkovich. Goes to first, funny out. RBI single. RBI bounce out. What a play by Polkovich. That ball was really hard hit. Ranged to his left about a stride and a half, made the dive, reached, got it, and was up in time to throw Brian out. He'll drive home a run. Valenzuela will score. Down to second goes Casey Yamauchi, so an RBI ground out. And the top of the order, Drew Swift. He doubled on the first pitch of the first inning. Takes up high for a ball here, 1-0. So 10-2 is the score. Well, that ball looked for the world like that to be a base hit. That's the second just tremendous defensive play by the Travs early on in this game. Pitch up high, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Rodriguez, of course, saving two runs in the first inning with his tremendous sliding catch in right field. This one doesn't save a run, but it takes an out. A swing and a bouncing ball right side, and that is just foul wide of the bag at first. 2-1 to count. Drew bounced that ball opposite way, just wide of the bag with Perez Jr. in hot pursuit. So the count goes 2-1. Max Muncy waiting on deck for the Hounds, bottom of the second inning. Swift doubled and scored. Scored on the Jack Winkler base hit in the first inning. That made it a 3-1 game, and then the Travs busted loose again. Ground ball, third base, handled there by Morgan. Sets up, throws to first, and got it. So one third baseman bounces out to another. Two men down, the batter Max Muncy. Next fouled out to right fielder Alberto Rodriguez, his first time up. Max at 257 coming off that tremendous series in Frisco in front of the Max Muncy, they call it Family and Friends Fan Club. I can't remember how they put it up on the board. It was pretty cool in Frisco. Pitch down and in, one ball, no strikes. Max finished that series 9 for 20. Man, that's a 450 average over the course of the week, playing in 5 of the 6 games. So he's bumped the average up to 257 coming in. Right-handed hitter straight away. Pitch swung and lipped into center field, a base hit. Now we'll drive home a run. Boy, good swing of the bat. Max Muncy. Well, that is really getting to be intriguing. Again, Max is absolutely grade A, no doubt about it. Man, he has swung the bat well now for the last week at least. RBI single for Max, his 8th RBI. And the score is Casey Yamauchi. Run will be unearned, but it's a run nonetheless, so it is a 10-3 game. One on, two out. Jack Winkler, the batter. Jack with an RBI single his first time. This pitch in the dirt, and Max will move up. So runner in scoring position and a 1-0 count to Winkler. Jack, right-handed hitter, again, 179 coming in, but has the RBI single in this ball game. Muncy takes the lead off second, stretch in pitch, that'll back up over the inside corner for a strike, 1-1. Well, very early on, of course, Rockhounds respond a little bit here, still down by a bunch. Difference in this game right now, the two home runs. Seven runs on two swings, pitch up and away for a ball, two balls and a strike. Travelers do have some guys who can get the ball out of the yard. Dickey Stevens Park is not overly power-friendly, but you have some pop in the ball club. A bouncing ball foul wide of the line at third base over toward the dugout. Count is two balls and two strikes to the Rockhounds first baseman. Kyle Tyler looking for the exit sign. Shadow has crossed the pitcher's mound now, so baseball is in shadows all the way. Pitch to Winkler, fouled away. Tech stays in at two balls, two strikes. Lazaro Armenteros will be next for the Rockhounds here in the second. Well, he had 20 runs scored in the game last night, of 13 runs in the first two innings of this one. And a long way to go. 2-2 pitch. Jack takes high and away. Ball three, 3-2. First base open with two men down. Max Muncy, the base runner, is on at second. Tyler comes set, hands in the letters. 3-2. Nope, up and in. Ball four. So two men on for the Rockhounds. Well, this game has not exactly been pitcher-friendly. Lazaro Armenteros will walk his first time. That's going to bring a visit to the mound from the Travs dugout.
It's on the Yankee Sports Getaway. Pitcher's mound visit.
Michael Peoples is the pitching coach for the Travs. He'll visit with Kyle Tyler. Kyle originally with the Angels. He was drafted out of University of Oklahoma. Mentioned has a little bit of time, not much. I mean, he's got basically a cup of coffee. Pitched in seven big league games. Has a 2.20 ERA, by the way, in the big leagues, but has pitched only briefly. Was with the Padres when he appeared in the majors. He elected free agency, went to the Giants, and then as a free agent, about the time spring training was getting going this season, he was been released late in the 2022 season, was still without a job, and the Mariners signed him to a contract on the 3rd of February. And looking to get back to the big leagues with the Mariners. Lazaro Armenteros, the batter, first and second, two men down, a 10-3 ball game. Arkansas leads. Ooh, pitch slipped away up fingertips, high and tight. Lazaro turns out of the way, one ball and no strikes. Almost all of the infield grass now is in shadow, so the guys on the left side of the infield looking over the roof of the stadium right into the sun, and boy, left field all the more so. One ball, no strikes. Back up pitch, boy, that almost hit him. Two balls, no strikes. Well, Kyle Tyler has a 7-run lead, but it's been a bit of a struggle with the Travs right-hander in this game. Lazaro waits, two balls, no strikes, two on, two out, swings and slices one, right side base hit. Going to wave the runner home, there'll be a throw here, and it's going to be wide, I think. Did he get there? He beat it, safe. Wow, interesting. Standing up, Max Muncy beat the tag. Javier Godard is the third base coach, he's the acting manager, Bobby Crosby's on his break, and boy, Javier was rolling the dice on that one. The throw from the right fielder, Rodriguez, was a little bit wide. The catcher, Scheffler, retrieved it, and Max went in, avoided the tag. That was interesting. We just got a second look at that, and he kind of stepped around the tag, didn't slide. So it's 10-4. 2-1-2 out for William Simonite. Rockhound's getting up off the deck. Pitch, boy, high strike. Just got there, outside edge. So Lazaro, base hit to right field. Jack Winkler stopping at second. And Max Muncy scores on a very close play. Delivery, and that's a called strike two. So Simo, as he was first time around, is down to the count 0-2 on two pitches. There's a lot of times, you know, you make the guy make the throw, and Rodriguez's throw was wide. A swing and a miss, and Simo out on strikes. So two strikeouts in the game for Kyle Tyler, both at the expense of William Simonite. But the Rockhounds come back and score three. So we've seen 14 runs scored. We're averaging 7 runs per inning at this point in the ball game. And we have played 2 innings complete. Village Car Wash score after 2. The Arkansas Travelers 10 and the Rockhounds 4.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Runs on the board. It's Arkansas 10, the Rockhounds 4, and we've played all of 2 innings of baseball. Other than that, nothing going on. Matt Scheffler leads it off, the catcher. First pitch by David Leal is fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. Only one of the runs is earned to Kyle Tyler, but the Rockhounds come back with a 3 spot, so with a whole big bunch of baseball to go, it's a 10-4 game. Scheffler takes inside corner called strike, 0-2. He was hit by a pitch his first time and scored. And we have, it's a called strike two, and all of a sudden he's walking toward the dugout. And I was wondering if we had a universal rule change, and it's strike two, you're out. But no, he just wants to work on the baseball bat a little bit. And he will be allowed to do so. Now the clock has started. 0-2 the count. Stretching pitch by David. Breaking pitch. Bounce foul sharply, but wide of third base. Count is 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. Matt Scheffler, Leo Rivas, and back up top for Jonathan Classe in the Arkansas third inning. Tramps have 7 of their runs coming on. 2 home runs in this game, and that's certainly the difference. Pitch by Leal is up high, and the count goes 1-2. Crowd getting grumpy. That one, I think, was up. By the way, they're underway at Corpus Christi. Frisco, a beautiful pitching performance last night to beat the Hooks. Here's the 1-2. Up and away for a ball, 2-2. Frisco and Corpus Christi, that's an important series. They are each 1 game behind Amarillo. Sod Poodles are playing at Tulsa. Drillers beat them last night. 2-2. Hard hit ball, third base. But Drew Swift right there. Boy, had him played perfectly. Throw to first base for the out. Boy, Drew was shading the line pretty solidly, and I think had he not been, that's probably a base hit down toward the corner. And, boy, that was right on the edge of where he's looking back into the sun. Boy, that is, you just watch out there. You know it's treacherous. He's really, again, shading the line here against Leo Rivas. Almost a no-doubles defense. Swing of the first pitch. Fly ball in the center. Buelvas going back. He backpedals now, has room, and he's got it. Well-hit ball. Rivas skied that ball almost to the track in straightaway center field. And, of course, Brian will battle that sun a little bit, too. Not quite as bad, perhaps, in center. Left side, third short and left field. Still going to be very treacherous for a while yet. Two up, two down for Jonathan Classe. Switch hitter will bat from the right side against the Hounds lefty, David Leal. Fires a strike on the outside half, upper edge strike, 0-1. Classe, a swinging bunt for a base hit in the first inning. Walked and scored in the second. Takes high and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. Classe hitting only .222. He's not necessarily a power guy. He does have 10 home runs, though. He's got some pop. Top 10 prospect for the Mariners. 1-1 pitch, and that is sliced foul out of play. But he's got 40 steals while hitting .222. If you have 40 stolen bases and your batting average is the same as mine in Little League, that's pretty impressive. Boy, imagine if you get that average up to, say, .250, pitch high for a ball, 2-2. More easily said than accomplished, of course, but a terrific speed, diminutive switch hitting center fielder. 2-2 count, pitch by Leal. Bounced foul, breaking pitch at him out in front and over the top, but got a piece of it, still 2-2. Base is empty, two men down, top of the third. Arkansas 10, Rock Hounds 4. David Leal on in relief of starter Blake Beers. 2-2 pitch. Oh, just inside. Well, Travs are obviously swinging the bats very well. But, boy, there have been some borderline deliveries, and Blake had a good number of them as well. 3-2 the count. Pitch to Classe. Swings and pops one up. Right side of the infield for Casey. Yamauchi is there in shallow right field and backpedaled a little bit but made the catch. And so, boy, tell me, baseball in a crazy game. 14 runs across in the first two innings of this game, and the Travs go 1-2-3 here in the top half of the third. So after 2.5 at Momentum Bank Ballpark, our Village Car Wash score will remain. Travelers 10 and the Rock Hounds 4. I love technology because the computer that runs all of our stuff has just absolutely locked up. That's great. Thank you very much. So we'll keep this one here for you. Welcome to Rockhounds Baseball this evening. Rockhounds and the Arkansas Travelers. The bottom half of inning number 3. Hounds and Travs are here through Sunday in the remainder of the Hound season. In fact, the last long stretch of the Rockhound season is all basically 1 week at a time, alternating between home and road. So, Hounds are here through Sunday. San Antonio will be the destination next week. And if you're watching on Valley Live and MILB TV, the Travelers are beginning a 2 week road trip. They are here in the Permian Basin, obviously, through Sunday. And then it's on to Hodgetown. They will take on the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Tomorrow will be Thirsty Thursday, only three. Thirsty Thursdays, alliteration is my life. Only three Thirsty Thursdays remain in the 2023 season, so hopefully we'll see you tomorrow evening. Kids take center stage on Friday. Insulated lunch bags in our back-to-school weekend. First 1,000 kids will score one of those. And Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight on Saturday, plus fireworks. More on that coming up. Cameron Masterman leads it off. We go to the bottom of the third. Pitches down and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Cameron, the only man not to come to the plate. In the bottom half of the second, checks his swing. Did he go? The appeal? Nope, did not. Two balls and no strikes to count. Cameron Masterman and Saeed Valenzuela and Casey Yamauchi for the Rockhounds in the third. It swung on and rifled right back up the middle of base hit. Cameron Masterman come on here. And he was absolutely robbed of a base hit his first time up on a line drive. Really good at bat. But Alberto Rodriguez simply made a better play in right field. But Masterman in the first inning got down 0-2, and then on a 1-2 pitch, he lined one the opposite way that Rodriguez picked off the blades of the grass, saving a run for sure, and probably more if the ball had gotten beyond him, which it certainly would have. Saheed takes a strike, 0-1 to the Rockhounds left fielder. Sixth base hit for the Rockhounds. Here's a crazy stat. The Hounds have out-hit Arkansas and trailed 10-4. Pitch called strike on the outside edge. Saheed quickly down 0-2. Uh-oh, I bragged about the strikeout thing. If this is a whiff, it's all on me. 0-2 count. Sun has drifted behind a cloud. That's what's nice for the defense. Delivery just down and away for a ball. 1-2, low and away. Saheed, a base hit his first time. Single to right field. Then when Casey Yamauchi bounced back to the pitcher, who's Tyler Henry? Shoe salesman in Des Moines, Iowa. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Saheed, that one's on your radio guy. See, you bragged about the strikeout stat. You should never do that. But still, let me do it this way for you. That is 5 strikeouts in 63 at-bats. And that's basically 1 every 15 or 13. Yeah, 1 every 13 ABs. Not too bad, but he's out on strikes here. Third strikeout for Kyle Tyler. Tyler Henry doesn't have a strikeout in this game. Bouncing ball, foul, and it's 0-1. Casey bouncing out to or into a fielder's choice on a bouncing ball back to pitcher Kyle Tyler. But when Tyler turned to try to get lead runner in the second inning, Saheed Valenzuela, he threw it away into center field, and that opened the door, and the Rockhounds went on to score 3 runs. One on, one out here. Casey Yamauchi playing in his, we got his 7th career game. Pitched down and away for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Again with an RBI for the ages in Frisco. His 2nd double A at bat. Straight away in the box. Runner bluffs, doesn't go. Pitched down and away for a ball. 2-1 to Casey Yamauchi. Casey out of the Hawaiian Islands and University of Hawaii, Hilo. And pretty much here to fill the roster spot of Cooper Bowman when he went to the injured list. And he's grabbed him out of the Arizona Complex League and sent him to the Hounds. He swings and misses, comes up empty here. It's 2-2. So, I mean, this is pretty fascinating. This is his 9th at-bat at the AA level. This is his 14th at-bat in his pro career, and he's facing a guy who has a little bit of big league experience. Casey asking for time, and now steps back in. 5'9", 155 is the 23-year-old. He's from Hilo, Hawaii. Sun comes back out, 2-2 pitch, and he punched it foul back to the screen, still 2-2. His RBI double at Frisco came in his 7th professional at-bat. Had 5 in the Arizona Complex League and came on his 2nd with the Hounds. Here's the 2-2, and he pops that one foul out of play. Casey Yamauchi hanging tight. 2 balls, 2 strikes. I mean, you just never quite know what you're going to see in a ball game. And that double he hit, I'm going to remember that one for a long time. It's just a great moment. 2-2 count, runner at first, 1 man down, pitch, swings, and he drives one into left center field, and on the move and making the catches, Gilliam, that was good at bat. Casey Yamauchi ripped that ball to left center. It was caught by Gilliam. Yeah, good swing of the bat, 2 man down. Here's Brian Buelvas now. RBI bounce out his first time, his 11th run batted in 8 games with the Hounds. 6 of them last night. Bottom half of the 3rd, 10-4. Arkansas with the advantage. 1 on and 2 men down. Backup pitch at a good one called strike on the off-speed pitch. 0-1. Leadoff single for Cameron Masterman, but a strikeout on the lineout since. Top of the order, Drew Swift waiting on deck. Bulba swings and misses. Breaking pitch down and away. 0-2 count. Bryant steps back in, didn't ask for time, just stepped out, now back in. Set by the right-hander. Kyle Tyler's pitch drops down and away for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Just looking out toward shortstop, Leo Rivas, it looks like he's standing on the top of the shadow right now. So that's sun right in his eyes. Third base probably out of the sun now. For the most part, anyway. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got it. Elevated that pitch. Bulbas swings right through it, and the inning is over. So this time, Kyle Tyler comes back and gave up a leadoff single, but nothing to go with it. So we go to the top half of the fourth. We'll give you some totals here in a couple of moments. Village Car Wash score through 3, Arkansas 10, Rockdowns 4.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by Oxy.
Well, the Rockhounds have out hit Travelers, but the Travelers have scored a bunch. Arkansas 10, Rockhounds 4 through the first three innings. Travelers 10 runs on 5 hits, but they also had 4 walks and a couple of hit batsmen. And so virtually everyone, not quite everyone, but every base runner but one has come across to score. 2 huge swings of the bat. Robert Perez Jr., a 3-run home run in the first, and Isaiah Gilliam, a grand slam in the second. Spencer Packard will lead it off. Takes a called strike on the outside edge. Top of the fourth underway. Alberto Rodriguez and Perez will follow here in the fourth. David Leal on a relief breaking pitch, and that ball is hit high in the air to right field, and that is deep. And that ball's got a chance, and that ball is gone. Spencer Packard turned on it and drove it out of the ballpark to right field. And just that quickly, Travs add to the total. They have now scored 8 runs on 3 swings. Spencer Packard's 11th home run of the season. He has singled, walked, and scored both times, has 2 RBIs now with a solo home run. Well, the Travs lead it now 11-4, and here's Alberto Rodriguez. Boy, has he been big in this game. Takes a strike down the middle from Leal, 0-1 from David. Walked and scored in the first, 2-run double and scored in the second, and saved at least one run defensively with a catch. Here's a shot back up the middle, clean base hit. So Rodriguez sends a sharp single back up the middle. David Leal got the first 5 batters he faced in relief, but now a home run and a single. Here is Robert Perez, Jr. He has a 3-run home run and has walked and scored as well. Drove in all 3 of the Travs runs in the first inning. Arkansas scored 7 in the second, highlighted by the Gilliam grand slam. Bouncing ball foul, wide at third, 0-1. So before we can give you the totals, they have now changed. The Travelers have 11 runs on 7 hits and 1 error, 11-7-1. Rockhounds 4 runs, 6 hits, and no errors, 4-6-0. Normally through 3 innings, that would put you in pretty good shape. Pitch swung on and missed. chased that one away a little bit, did Perez, 0-2. And Isaiah Gilliam, he of the Grand Slam, waiting on deck. Second of a six-game series, and boy, we have played, what, a game and a third. And we've seen 35 runs scored. 0-2 from Leal, just outside for a ball. The count goes 1-2. Hounds winning last night 16-4. Arkansas leading this evening 11-4 in the top of inning number 4. 1-2 stretch. Pitch by Leal. Down and in for a ball. 2-2. Trying to get the breaking pitch over the plate. 2-2 the count to Perez. Home run is 11th of the year. And again, Drew Swift is playing. That is basically no doubles defense down the left field line. Close enough anyway. Close enough for baseball. 2-2 pitch. Rock up the middle. Knocked down by Leal. He'll retrieve and throw to first for the out. He is none the worse for wear. That was a shot back up the middle. Athletic trainer Jake Ruthie are coming over toward the bottom of the steps to make sure from David that he's okay. And Jake to the top of the steps, and I think he's going to ask for time just to make sure. Don't think he's gotten the word from David. Leal looks like he's set to go, so that'll go 1-3. Advancing to second base is Rodriguez. Runner at second, one down, and here is Gilliam. Went the opposite, or I shouldn't say opposite way. He pulled one, takes high and away for a ball. Gilliam is one of four switch hitters in the lineup. He was hitting left-handed against Blake Beers when he took one out with the bases full in the second. 19th home run of the season. Gilliam waits, pitch from Leal, gets there, called strike, 1-1. Isaiah Gilliam. Again, 113 strikeouts. He strikes out about 39% of the time, but he's hitting 290 with power. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball is a little tapper back to the mound. Leal will make that play. Turn, sets up, throws, and got him. So David helping his own cause with back-to-back plays defensively. Two men down, advancing to third is Rodriguez. Next time Isaiah comes up, give me his numbers when you subtract the strikeouts from his at-bats. There's a statistic batting average on balls in play, but with Isaiah, that really doesn't tell you much because that factors out home runs, which I've never quite understood, but people far brighter than I came up with that stat. Now Caden Polkovich, pitch to the outside edge, back door, called strike, going one. Runner at third with one run in. Solo home run. Spencer Packard started the inning. Base hit by Rodriguez. And he's now at third with two men down. Polkovich waits. Switch hitter from the right side. Swings and sends a high fly ball. Deep left center field. Going back is Saeed. Looking up. That ball is gone. Polkovich, second home run in as many nights in this series. And that ball was launched high in the air. The question is, would it be deep enough? And it was. Fourth home run for the Travelers in this game. And in to score is Rodriguez ahead of him. A three-run inning. It's 13-4. Boy, and the Traveler, I mean, this is remarkable. They've had one base runner that has been squandered, I guess you could say, pitched to Josh Morgan, called strike 0-1. They didn't leave him stranded. Jonathan Classe on the very first batter up in the game, swinging bunt single, tried to get to second on an errant throw and was thrown out trying to get to second, swinging a foul back 0-2. He is the only man to reach base and not to score for Arkansas in this game. A loose ball going to be retrieved by the first base coach. Thank you very kindly. Underhands that into the seats. 0-2 count now with the bases empty. Two home runs in the inning, four home runs in the game. Check swing. Did he go? Nope, did not. Down and in. 1-2 the count. My goodness, top of the fourth inning, 17 runs in this game. 20 runs on the board last night. Rockhounds had the better of it last night. Arkansas the better of it tonight. Pitch from Leal, ground ball to second. Casey is there, makes the play. Looks into the glove, throws to first for the out. So, the inning comes to an end, but, boy, again, the Travs add to the lead. Two more home runs, three runs across. On the way, Bill Little, Hilliard IT Solutions trivia for you. A rather unique individual. I'll tell you his tale coming up. Village Car Wash score after 3.5. Arkansas 13. Hounds 4.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CY total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a Western vibe and modern comforts combined with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Drew Swift stands in, takes down and in. Ball one, bottom half of the fourth inning underway. This is Kyle Tyler. Still trying to figure out who Tyler Henry is. He's not pitching in this game, but Kyle Tyler is. Pitch, got there inside half. One ball, one strike to Drew. Max Muncy and Jack Winkler will follow here in the Rockhounds fourth. This one, Travs have, boy, ridden the long ball. There's a shot and a line drive caught by Kyle Tyler. Wow. Drew Swift with a shot up the middle, and Tyler loved it. Boy, that is a self-defense catch and a terrific catch. One down for Max Muncy. Max 1-for-2 with an RBI single and a run scored. Hilliard IT Solutions trivia for you. Tell you quickly about a guy named Cal Hubbard. Interesting man delivering just inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes on this date. 1976, he became the first professional athlete elected into two halls of fame. And if you think there aren't major halls of fame, they are. Pitch up high for a ball. Cooperstown in Canton, Ohio. Yep, he was named to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and on this date he was inducted into Cooperstown. Pretty amazing pitch. Boy, high strike just got there outside edge, 2-1. He was, again, it goes way back, but he was a big guy. He was 6'2", 253. Here's a swing and a miss. Count 2-2 now to Max Muncy. He was a defensive tackle in the NFL with the Giants and the Packers. And that got him into Canton. Pitch swung on. Fly ball well struck right field. Going back, Rodriguez. He's still going back. He's going to turn and watch it. That ball's going to find the base of the wall. Retrieved really nicely by Rodriguez, but a stand-up double, Max Muncy. Well, I know it's a 13-4 game and all of that, but Max Muncy is 2-for-3 in this game. He was 0-for-2 last night. He reached base a couple of times and had a sacrifice. So Max is 2-for-5 in this series. So he's 11 for his last 25, and that's 440. Boy, if you add the bat to that brilliant glove, my goodness. Jack Winkler takes a called strike, 0-1. Rockdown seventh base hit. Max with his second to double. Jack Winkler, an RBI single and a walk in this game. Pitch down in the dirt. Good stop by catcher Matt Scheffler. One ball, one strike. Well, we know that Cal Hubbard was a defensive tackle and a good one. Pro Football Hall of Fame. What was his role that earned him a place in Cooperstown? First guy ever to be elected to two different halls of fame. Professional athlete, that is. Give you four choices. One ball, one strike. Pitch swung on, foul straight back. One and one. Was Cal Hubbard a sports writer, a broadcaster, an executive, or an umpire? Didn't play baseball, but was he a sports writer, a radio broadcaster, an executive, or an umpire? And as such, elected to Cooperstown, inducted on this date, 1976. I started reading about him. He goes way back. He played pro football in 1927. He's the 1-2. Swung that ball, hit high in the air, left field. Looking back up into the sun as Gilliam drifts into the shadow, reaches up, and he's got it. High fly ball up Winkler's bat, hauled in by Gilliam. Two down for Lazaro Armenteros. He has walked and has an RBI single. It's 1-1. Not exactly the NFL that we know now. Of course, man, it was tough. Boy, was it ever tough back then. He played for the Giants, the New York Giants, in 1927, earned $150 a game. That was probably pretty good money, I would think, in 1927. Giants won the NFL title. I love this. Apparently, he was good. Bouncer foul, 0-1 to Lazaro. In 1927, the Giants won the NFL title. They allowed 20 points. Not in the championship game. They allowed 20 points all season. Apparently, Mr. Hubbard and company, not a team you wanted to run into. But he didn't like big cities. Here's the 0-1, swung on, fouled back, count 0-2 to Lazaro. Runner at second with two men down in the fourth. It's 13-4 Arkansas. And the Giants played at Green Bay at some point during Cal's career, and he really liked Green Bay. Obviously a much different atmosphere than New York City, and he wasn't into big cities. 0-2, swung on and popped up, right field not deep. Rodriguez is there in the shadows. He's got it, and the inning comes to an end. Well, again, didn't exactly change the course of this game, but Max Muncy swinging the bat really well over the last 10 days or so. That is something to keep an eye on. Trivia answer coming up. We play four. Village Car Wash score. Arkansas 13. Rockhounds 4.
If you love HEB but don't always have the time for shopping at HEB, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce. Get selective with the seafood. Choose the choicest cut beef. And gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My HEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See HEB.com for details.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Wednesday evening baseball from Momentum Bank Ballpark. Pop Hearts in Rocky Town. Some nights, of course, it's a little more fun to greet you when the scoreboard isn't quite like it is tonight, but always a great pleasure. Thank you so much for spending part of your evening with us on Rockhounds Radio. 13-4 Arkansas. I guess turnabout is indeed fair play, is it not? We'll go to the top half of the fifth. David Leal back to work. Matt Scheffler, Leo Rivas, and back to the top of the order for Jonathan Classe. Trav's about hit the Rockhounds 8-7, and they lead by 9 runs. Swinging a foul straight back. 0-1 to Scheffler. And just remarkable, 14 base runners for Arkansas, 13 have scored. Hounds, by the way, have not committed an error. Pitch over the inside corner, good breaking pitch down and in from David, 0-2 the count. We Now on in the second inning, Blake Beers, a rough evening on the mound. Pitch, got him called third strike outside corner, three-pitch whiff. And Matt Scheffler, who is the catcher, discusses briefly with Jared Molman. And catcher will get a little bit of leeway that way. So strikeout for David is the first strikeout for the Rockhounds on this night on the mound. And now Leo Rivas. Sacrifice bunt. Sounds odd to say now, but it was a 3-1 game when he dropped one down. Takes a strike right down the middle, 0-1. Flew out to deep center his last time, 0-1. Activity now behind David in the Rockhounds bullpen. Left-hander delivers, swing and a miss. Five straight strikes from the left-hander. Boy, not easy to come out of the bullpen and face a team that is just absolutely rolling. Giles got three in the first and seven in the second. They scored three against David now in the fourth. Pitch up high for a ball, 1-2. Cal Hubbard, former NFL great, Hall of Fame in Canton. How did he get into Cooperstown? What was his role in baseball? Here's the 1-2 pitch, and that's a hard hit ball to shortstop, but Muncy is there. Makes the play and the throw for the out. Now two up, two down. Was he a sports writer, a broadcaster, an executive, or an umpire? Top of the order here is Jonathan Classe. He is 1-for-2 with a single and a walk. Well, Cal Hubbard, I really doubt that he got in a lot of arguments. He was an umpire in the major leagues. First pitch, what did it hit him? Yep, got him breaking pitch, and Classe is hit. Well, he's still down for a moment. I know David Leal doesn't throw hard, but that's still 80-plus miles per hour getting hit by a baseball. And Classe will collect himself, get rid of the paraphernalia, and he will take his base. It's a third-hit batsman. It's a breaking pitch to this wound up down and in. One on with two down. Here's Spencer Packard. He has singled and scored, walked with the bases loaded and scored, and a solo home run. Now, Cal Hubbard was, and for his time, even in the NFL, he had to have been one of the biggest guys in the league. He was 6'2", 253 during his playing days in the NFL, and then became a big league umpire. Yeah, I don't know if you want to argue with Cal Hubbard, and a great umpire. That runner goes. Pitch is taken. Here's the throw, but no way, no how. 41st steal, so Classe, only 13-4 game. Well, it's fifth inning. That steals a base. That's his 41st, of course. He got hit by a pitch, so he turns that into a double. I would imagine in terms of etiquette, that's probably somewhere right on the border, but it's only the fifth inning. So steal number 41, he's made 50 attempts, 41 steals, so he's 82% is Classe. Pitch to the corner, boy, just wide for a ball, 2-0. Going again, David asking where that pitch was, and he nods, not being argumentative. He was asking, there have been, and I said this earlier, and I granted there's been a ton of offense in the game, of course, but, boy, there have been some borderline pitches. David comes set 2-0, and where that last pitch missed, I'm really not sure. This one right down the middle called strike 2-1. Real quick with Cal Hubbard mentioned, he played with the Giants, didn't like big cities, so Giants played in Green Bay, and he said he really liked it there, so he asked to be traded. He threatened to retire if they didn't trade him. Boy, he could fit in these days real easy, couldn't he? Pitch down and away, 3-1. Trade demands. So, indeed, he went to the Packers, played for the Packers. They won three titles with Cal Hubbard. Here's the delivery swung on and lined but foul. And this is cool. It's the reason I mentioned this. He played for a Giants team that gave up 20 points in an entire season, played for a Packers team that gave up 22 points in the championship season. But the coach he played for in Green Bay, yeah, you know the name, Curly Lambeau, as in Lambeau Field. And Cal Hubbard played for him, Hall of Famer in the NFL, Hall of Fame umpire in Cooperstown on this date. 3-2, swung and lined into left field, a base hit. A wave the runner home, so Classe's stolen base will set up the run scoring. Boy, and Packard is just having a ball game. He is 3-for-3 plus a walk. He has two RBIs I'm sorry, three as a RBI walk, plus the home run, and now a single. So Jonathan Classe comes across to score. Now here is Alberto Rodriguez. Swings ground ball out towards second. Casey will make the play. Backhanded flip to Max for the out at second base. So the inning will come to an end on the 4-6 putout. But Trav score another one here in the fifth. So we are midway through this ballgame. And Arkansas is in command. And by the way, they have now left a man on base for the first time in this ballgame. We'll keep this one here as we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Maybe just a quick look at what is on the way at Rocky Town. Coming up on Saturday night, that's something that's going to be really cool visually, both during the game and after the game. The folks at Marvel, who do all the superhero stuff, of course, they've teamed up with Minor League Baseball this season to present what they are calling Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night. And this has really been going on since before the start of the season. Marvel working with, and I meant to look it up today, I'm absolutely spaced if it's every minor league team, but it's most of Minor League Baseball. And they design a jersey for each team, and it combines the team's existing logo with a Marvel twist to it. You see the Hounds logo. It's interesting. That's for certain. And the team will be wearing Marvel superhero design jerseys during the game on Saturday. It's going to be a different and really cool look on Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night. So during the game, you've got superheroes on the diamond, and after the game, it is a Saturday night. So that, of course, means fireworks. Terrific Saturday coming up. Grab your tickets right where you are, MidlandRockHounds.org. Bottom of the fifth inning, William Simonite, Cameron Masterman, and Saeed Valenzuela. So Kyle Tyler trying to get through this fifth inning, put himself in line, logically so, and from the rule book standpoint, in line for a decision. Simon 0 for 2, couple of strikeouts. This one bounces to the plate, one ball, no strikes. Tyler has given up 7 hits, 4 runs, only 1 earned. 2 walks, 4 strikeouts, wild pitch. Swinging the ball well, hit to center, but Classe is there. He's got it for the out. Simo retired. One down, bottom of the fifth. There's Cameron Masterman. He is... Well, he's 1 for 2. He flat got robbed in the first inning. When you go back again, you kind of wonder if Rodriguez doesn't make the catch, a sliding catch on a line drive with 2 on and 2 out, then after one inning, this game would almost assuredly have been tied. You don't know if the Travs still would have put the 7 spot on the board in the second, of course. Pitch down, low ball, 1. But again, Rodriguez with a very big play in this game, even though now, of course, it's 14-4. But similar to last night, J.T. Ginn getting out of a first-inning jam with only 1 run allowed. The Hounds later busted loose. Foul out of play, 1 ball, 1 strike to Cameron. Sharp single on a 2-0 pitch up the middle his last time. So 2 good swings of the bat in this game. He's 1 for 2. Upright stance, right-hand box. Swings, fouls that one back. Count is 1 and 2. So far, the first two games of this set, boy, they have been lopsided games both. Pitch to Masterman, swinging a ground ball up middle. That's a base hit. Boy, he is 5 for his last 6 overall is Cameron Masterman. One of the cool things about the time you have some roster moves, and as we know, the Rockhounds roster has been, boy, as close to a complete makeover as I can ever remember. And again, a little more of that today. J.J. Schwarz going up to AAA Las Vegas. But it opens doors for guys. And that is the case here. And boy, Cameron is really swinging the bat well last couple of ball games in particular. So he takes up and in for a ball, 1-0. the second most veteran player on the team is Saheed. He takes a strike right down the middle. It's 1-1. Single and scored in the second inning. Struck out swinging in the third. One on, one out. Bottom half of the fifth. 14-4 Arkansas. Pitch to Saheed down low for a ball. 2-1. Field almost entirely in shadows. Love this time of the evening when there is no cloud cover. Just a long stretch of sunlight starts in shallow right center field. Really shallow right field and stretches out to deep right center. Everything else in the shadows. 2-1 pitch. Little chopper off the mound to make the play. Pitcher Tyler throws to first, so Saheed is out. Down to second goes Cameron Masterman. 1-3 in the putout. Two down in the fifth.
Second baseman,
Nishi Yamauchi. I botched that at some point. Casey, 0 for 2, reached on a fielder's choice and scored in the second inning. And his last at bat, while it was an out, was a good at bat. He had 2-2 count. He fouled one away and then lined a ball to left field. It was tracked down by Gilliam. Casey Yamauchi, right-handed hitter. Takes a backup pitch down and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Long set by the right-hander. Runner in scoring position. Swinging a chopper foul wide at third base. Yeah, for Casey, we've given you the number of at-bats and games in which he has played. He signed his pro contract on July 17th. So he has been a professional about, 3 weeks and 2 days? That's really cool. And again, door open and gets a chance to taste double-A a little bit. Line drive foul was behind the pitch, fouled it off, 1-2. Just a question of being able to fill a need. It isn't always as easy. I was asked about this earlier today. It's not always as easy as just, if you have an infielder in an infield spot on your roster, basically, that's open. Doesn't necessarily mean you're going to go to Lansing, in this case, Advanced Day, and just pluck somebody and bring them up. A lot of considerations go into that. In this case, Casey was at the Arizona Complex League and gets a chance to come up to the Hounds. Pitch up and in for a ball, 2-2. I don't know how lengthy the stay will be, but well, he's already taken advantage of it. He already has a double and a ribby. 2-2 the count, one on and two men down, 14-4, Arkansas leading it. 2-2 pitch, takes down, and that ball bounds away, and advancing to third is Cameron Masterman. So on a wild pitch, 3-2 to Casey. Runner at third base. Rockhounds have 4 runs on 7 hits through 4 innings, and normally that will put you, if not in the lead, certainly in the thick of the ball game. But, boy, the Travs have just, the sleeping giant has awakened in this one. When it did not take long. 3-2 count. Two men down. Just to Casey. Line drive. Base hit. RBI. Casey Yamauchi. I flat love it. My goodness. Casey drives home Cameron Masterman with a line drive single to right center field. He's 1-for-3 in this game. He's 2-for-11 with the Rockhounds with 2 runs driven in. That is just cool. So let's see, 2-for-11 with the Hounds. And boy, and that's going to be it for Kyle Tyler. And that's got to be frustrating. There are 2 outs in the fifth inning, and it's a 14-5 game, and he will have to depart, and he is no longer the pitcher of record. Well, that'll drive you slightly crazy. So a runner at first base with 2 men down in the fifth inning, and the Travs will go to the bullpen. So 5 runs, that one is earned. Only 2 of the runs are earned, 9 base hits. And the Travs will go to the bullpen. Before he came to the Rockhounds in his vast professional career, Casey Yamauchi was 2-for-5 in the Arizona Complex League. And that was it. He had played in 3 games in the Arizona Complex League. He was 2-for-5. So he is now 4-for-16 as a pro, including 2 base hits, each driving in a run. for the Rockhounds. That is just flat-out cool stuff. He's on at first base, 14-5. Here's the score, and the Travelers go to the bullpen here again as Kyle Tyler's day is now done. And the Travs will get A.J. Puckett out of the bullpen. Batter will be Brian Guelbas. Wanted to check the score in Corpus Christi. They're in the bottom of the seventh inning at the beach. Frisco 3, Corpus Christi 2. Well, that's been good pitching in that game. Only 8 base hits total. Amarillo has rallied back to tie Tulsa 3-3. Another game involving South Division teams. There is one other one, but San Antonio and Springfield were rained out, or at least postponed. I'm guessing that was rain. So here is Brian Guelbas. One on and two down, one run across, and the base runner is Casey Yamauchi. Called strike down the middle to Brian, 0-1. Top of the order, Drew Swift waiting on deck. So, boy, a boatload of runs in this one. 20 runs in last night's game, 19 in the first, not quite 5 innings of this one. Pitch to the corner just wide, and the count goes 1-1. Brian 0-2 with an RBI and a bounce out. His 11th ribby as a member of the Rockhounds. Long set by the right-hander. Delivers, swung on, and fouled straight back. Another count of ball and two strikes. Amarillo leading both Frisco and Corpus Christi by one game with the hooks and the riders going at it at the beach. Rockhounds are 3 games back. San Antonio 4 games behind the Rough Riders. 35 to go as of tonight. Swinging a high pop foul out of play. I believe that'll get out of play. Boy, Rodriguez not giving up on it. He finally runs out of room. So the count stays 1-2 now to Guelbas. In right-hander out of the bullpen, A.J. Puckett becomes the pitcher of record. Casey takes the lead off first base to count 1-2, and Puckett comes set. 1-2 pitch, check swing, did he go? He might have. Nope, did not, just held up. Way back in Frisco, about half of that was rung up as a check swing strike. You just flat never know. It's 2-2, 2 balls, 2 strikes. A.J. Puckett, 6'4", 210 pounds, 28-year-old right-hander delivers, and this ball is hit in the gap to left center field. That's going to get down. Is it a base hit? That's going to bring home a run. It'll be an RBI double for Guelbas. The throw to the plate, boy, just in time. Good relay, head first dive. Casey Yamauchi under the tag. When Javier Godard signaled go, I was thinking, yes, absolutely. But boy, really good relay from just behind the bag at second on the outfield grass. And Casey had to make a head first dive and make it. He did. And Brian Guelbas has a dozen runs batted in 8 games at the AA 11, and Casey scores all the way from first base. Again, Rockhounds not going gentle into that good night. It is a 14-6 game. And Guelbas with a double in the gap to left center. That run goes, of course, to the starter. Pitch down and away to Drew Swift. 1-0. So the inherited runner scores against A.J. Puckett. Was a good swing of the bat by Guelbas. 8 runs batted in this series for Brian. Chopper toward the third base side. Foul ball between the bag and the box on the third base side of the ballpark to Drew Swift. He's 1-for-3, doubled and scored, leading off the bottom of the first inning. He bounced out to third in inning number 2 and flat ripped it up the middle. But Kyle Tyler made the catch on a line drive ball, belt high, right back up, right through the box. But Trav's starter helped his own cause by making that play, and it was followed by a Muncy double, so it was a big play. Here's the 1-1. Down and away for a ball. 2-1 is the count. So So runner in scoring position, 14-6, which means we have now seen 40 runs scored in a game and a half. A.J. Puckett, 5-2 with a 4.40 ERA, his 32nd appearance, almost all out of the bullpen. 2-1 pitch, down and away, ball three. 3-1 to Drew Swift. 45 innings, 42 base hits. 22 walks, 38 strikeouts, so not quite a 2-1 ratio. 3-1 stretch here. Pitch is bounced foul straight at the plate. I think that one got Drew in the foot a little bit. 3-2 the count. So for Kyle Tyler in this game, he'll go 4 2/3 innings. Gave up 9 base hits. Crazy. It's 14-6 Arkansas, and the Rockhounds have now out-hit the Travelers again. 6 runs allowed by Tyler. 3 will be earned. 3-2 count. First base open with 2 men down. Pitch swung on and punched through. Right side base hit. Drew Swift going to hold the runner at third. That was sharply hit. Well, again, whether or not the Rockhounds could come all the way back in this game, no one knows. But Drew Swift, after that really rough series in Frisco, has really swung the bat well first two games of this set. He went 2-for-6 yesterday, 2-for-4 in this one, so he is 4-for-10 in this series as Drew Swift. He ripped that ball. It was a shot to right field, so first and third. And here's Max Muncy. Max is 2-for-3. RBI single and a run scored, and he doubled his last time up. First and third, two men down. Pitch to Max, low and outside. 1-1, no strikes. Right-handed hitter straight away in the box, swings and sends a high fly ball foul out of play down the right field side, 1-1. 1-out single by Cameron Masterman. 2-out RBI single after Masterman moved up on a ground out and a wild pitch. He was at third. Casey Yamauchi, RBI single to right center, scored in the Brian Buelvas double. And the single for Swift, putting runners at the corners, and a called strike, and it's 1-2 to Max. So 2-on, 2-out, 14-6 in the last of the fifth inning. Last glimmer of sunlight catching one of the billboard signs in deep right center is the stretch and pitch and a swing and a miss. Max chased one, and that's going to happen from time to time. You make the move up, and this time Max out on strike. So the Rockhounds will strand a couple of base runners in this inning. It's 2 runs on 4 base hits, no errors, and 2 men left on base. So we've played 5. We'll give you some totals coming up in a moment, but the Rockhounds come back but here in the bottom half of the fifth. Boy, a ton of offense in this series. After 5 complete at Momentum Bank Ballpark, Rockhounds going to the bullpen. Looks like Jorge Juana will confirm that when we come back. After 5, Village Car Wash score, Travs 14, Rockhounds 6.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got 2 all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese. I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The sweet and spicy bacon burger from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off. Binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
Boy, runs again coming in clutches. Arkansas 14, Rockhounds 6. Rockhounds winning last night 16-4. Jorge Juan will come into this ballgame. Coming out of the bullpen, I'm not so sure you don't have to be dragged in kicking and screaming the way these two teams are going at it. But Jorge Juan will come on here in the sixth inning. Three-run home run from Robert Perez Jr. in the top of the first, a grand slam, part of a seven-run second inning by Isaiah Gilliam. And the Travs at one point led 10-1. And now let's see, do we have perhaps a pinch hitter coming up in this ball game? Nope, it's Robert Perez Jr. Maybe umpire, home plate umpire was pointing at the batter as a pinch hitter, but nope. That wouldn't make sense anyway. It's a cleanup guy. Takes down the way. Ball one from Jorge Juan. So grab the totals in this game, which, again, sometimes baseball is so goofy. 1-0 pitch, and that'll skip to the plate, back to the screen. 2-0. David Leal goes 3 2/3 in relief, gives up 4 base hits, 4 runs. They are all earned. Did not walk a batter. Did hit one batsman, and struck out one. Swing by Perez Jr., and that is handled by Max Muncy for the out over to first base. So one away as Perez bounces out. One man down. Here's Isaiah Gilliam. Grab those totals in a moment. I fumbled my scorecard right on that. That was Max. Okay, just want to make sure. Booted the score, error broadcaster. Here's Isaiah Gilliam as a grand slam in this game. Takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. Let me give you this number on Gilliam before I forget. Every time I start to, he swings the bat, makes contact, or does something. You take his strikeouts away, it's not quite batting average on balls in play. Takes down low for a ball because that excludes home runs. And for whatever the reason, whoever came up with that formula, I'm sure they had great reason for it. But it really doesn't do Gilliam justice because 18 and now 19 of his hits are home runs. Pitch up high for a ball. The count goes 2-1. Gilliam has 19 home runs of his 86 base hits. So if you factor home runs out, the average goes down. But he is a high strikeout guy. Takes down and in for a ball. Count is 3-1, but he hits 290. He has 113 strikeouts. If he, let me put it this way with a stat, if he does not strike out, he's hitting 472. 3-1 pitch, check swing, didn't mean to. 3-2 is the count. Not unusual for a guy with power, he has 19 home runs, to strike out a lot, but normally those guys hit well under 250, just in general. But not with Gilliam. He's hitting 290, and again, outside of the whips, if he does not strike out, he's hitting almost 500. 3-2, up high, ball four. So Jorge Juan will issue a base on balls here, one on with one man down, and Caden Pulkovich will come to the plate. Through five innings, Rockhounds have out-hit Arkansas. Makes perfect sense. Travs 14 runs, 9 hits, 1 error, 14-9-1. Rockhounds 6 runs, 11 hits, no errors. 6-11-0. But the Travelers have had 16 base runners and 14 of them have scored. Pitch, good breaking ball, got there inside corner to Pulkovich. He homered his last time. He's homered in each of the first two games of this series. Travelers have 4 home runs. They have, as a team, hit for the home run cycle. Pitch to Pulkovich, high and away for a ball. It's one ball, one strike. They have a solo, a two-run, a three-run, and a grand slam. And that you don't see every day. Left-handed hitter, Pulkovich, switch hitter. Swings and misses. Boy, he had a rip. Came up empty, 1-2. And he will ask for time. 7 runs, second inning, still pretty much the difference in this ballgame. Travelers led 3-1 after the first. They scored 7 times in the second. Teams have kind of been exchanging runs since that point. Pitch outside for a ball, 2-2, 14-6. Jorge Juan out of the Rockhounds bullpen. 2-2 count. Pulkovich waits. Pitch down to the dirt, ball three, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Jorge Juan, 0-2, a 3.75 ERA in 18 outings, all out of the bullpen. 1 save in 3 chances. the walks have been the issue. He has gone 24 innings, has allowed only 20 base hits, but 18 walks against 21 strikeouts. 3-2, runner goes, pitch takes flight, up and in, ball four. So back-to-back walks, and well, that's really what largely anywhere, or in part, I guess I'd better say, got Blake Beers into trouble in this game. He walked four, hit two, and all of them scored. Of course, the home runs were huge. So two on with one man down, and Josh Morgan, the batter, hit by a pitch and scored leading off the second. Has bounced out twice since that time, 0 for 2. Second of a six-game series, Rockhounds winning last night 16-4. Travs on top, 14-6 in game two. Check swing pitch back to the screen. Well, I don't know what that'll be. Let's check. Get an indication here. Runners advance to second and third. Well, will be a wild pitch. Okay, we need to get the communication lines going. There we go, wild pitch. Kind of thought so, but the pitch was down. Couldn't tell how much from behind home plate. So second and third of the runners. 1-0 to Josh Morgan. He takes, and that pitch misses, ball two. So Jorge Juan, a couple of walks and a 2-0 count now to Morgan. Tall right-hander comes set. Runners have their leads. 2-0 pitch, and that's sent foul wide of the bag at third. And a 2-1 count. Two balls, one strike. 7 o'clock tomorrow for Thirsty Thursday. One of only three remaining on the calendar, I might add. Morgan ready, two balls, one strike. Stretch, kicking a pitch by Jorge. Outside and low, ball three, 3-1. Again, in that 7-run inning, and that's really kind of the clip notes of the night. Had a grand slam home run in that inning, a 2-run double as well. That was Rodriguez. Here's the 3-1 pitch from Jorge, and that is, boy, just down and away, I guess. Ball four, couldn't tell where that missed. And the bases again are loaded. That's three walks now for Jorge Juan in this inning. So bases loaded, one man down. It's Matt Scheffler. He is 0 for 2. He was hit by a pitch. That was in the second inning. Morgan, as Chris Smith is going to make a visit to the mound. Josh Morgan was hit by a pitch. On the next delivery, Matt Scheffler hit by a pitch. And remember, it was only a 3-1 game at that point. So Leo Rivas, it sounds odd to say now in a 14-6 game, but he dropped down a perfect sacrifice bunt. Put runners at second and third. Then another, this time a walk, loaded him up. A walk forced in a run with Blake Beers on the mound. Then the 2-run double by Rodriguez, which made it a 3-run inning. Perez Jr. drew a walk. And then Isaiah Gilliam with the grand slam. So in that second inning, I was trying to get to and failing miserably to do it, 7 runs on 2 hits, but no errors. And now the bases are loaded on walks, and here is Matt Scheffler. First pitch, down low, ball one. Going for a whole bunch of this ball game is the late, great Mr. Scully would say that pitcher's mound is the loneliest place on the planet. One ball, no strikes. Pitch swung on that ball, hard hit, deep center field. Going back, Balbas, he will reach up, and he has no chance to get it. That ball will find the base of the wall. That is going to score 1-2 and maybe 3. All three runners now put on the brakes. Boy, wisely so. Goodness gracious. And that will go as a single. Boy, did Balbas get that ball back in a hurry. That ball was in almost to the wall. I was watching the base runners more than the batter turn runner. But Scheffler, a 2-run single to deep center field. So the walks again will contribute to run scoring. Gilliam scoring easily from third. Polkovich pretty easily from second as well. Initially, they were sending with the Travs, Josh Morgan, but put the brakes on. And it is 16-6 with first and third, one man down. Batter is Leo Rivas, switch hitting shortstop. Takes down and in, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Well, first of all, was a 16-6 game, and well, I don't know, waving that third runner around, but the brakes were thrown on and slammed on pretty late. Here's a swing in that ball, a towering fly ball to deep center field. Going back is Bubba, still back. He is near the wall, reaches up, hauls it in. That will score the run with ease. Boy, that ball went 410 feet or close to it. Boy, Rivas isn't the biggest guy in the world, but man, he put a charge into that. Sacrifice fly, easily scores Josh Morgan. Scheffler holds at first base, and it is 17-6. Yeah, it is 410 to the wall here in straightaway center field, and Rivas had Ryan Blobos about a step short of it. Now Jonathan Classe takes down and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes. So three runs across. Point again, three runs on one hit. And just one man at this point would be left on base in the inning. Well, Arkansas has been as efficient as almost as you possibly can. Called strike to Classe. Count one and one. So sixth inning, and boy, 17-6 the score. One ball, one strike. Jorge Juan's pitch, and that ball is sliced foul out of play. One and two. Leadoff bounce out by Robert Perez Jr., then three consecutive walks, two runs single, and a sacrifice fly. Stretch by Jorge Juan, 1-2 count. Pitch to the corner just wide, just off the edge, 2-2. No, 17 runs. It's 17-6, and the Rockhounds have still out-hit Arkansas. Boy, tell me baseball isn't goofy. 2-2 count. Say switch hitter batting from the left side. Jorge Juan with the two-ball, two-strike delivery. Down and in. Ball three. 3-2. Spencer Packard on deck. Of course, got a three-run home run by Perez. Grand slam from Gilliam. The boy Packard has had just a terrific night. 3-2. Runner goes. 3-2 pitch. Strike three called. And Classe knew that one all the way. He turns and walks away. So the inning is over. Just the second strikeout of the night for Rockhounds pitching, but the Travs put three more on the board here in the sixth inning. You know, mention the Hall of Fame with Cal Hubbard, the two Hall of Fame guy. We'll follow up with the Hall of Fame coming in. Our road to the show as well. Want to get to that from a stay-on broadband. To the bottom of the sixth, Village Car Wash score, Travs 17. Count six.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed started 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinnamon Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag, and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
In the bottom half of the sixth inning, it'll be Jack Winkler, Lazaro Armenteros, and William Simonite. Facing right-hander A.J. Puckett, who is the pitcher of record for the Travs. On our Astound Broadband Road to the Show, this is really kind of cool. Great note from Stephen Davis, radio voice of the Travs. As we kind of figured yesterday, was visiting, let's see, I had heard, we'd all heard that maybe Emerson Hancock was on his way to the big leagues, but it was nothing official, and of course, unless you have it from an official source, or certainly a somewhat official source, you don't say it. Backup pitch is high and tight to Jack Winkler. Jack is 1-for-2, RBI single and a walk. But Emerson Hancock has indeed been promoted. He will make, and is making his first big league start tonight for Seattle. Pitch, did it brush him? It did. Winkler hit by a pitch. So Jack on base 3 out of 4 times in this game. It's one on with nobody out. The batter is Lazaro Armenteros. Lazaro a walk, an RBI single. He threw out to right. Lazaro, right-handed hitter. Emerson Hancock, one of the top 10 pitchers easily, probably one of the top 5 or 6 overall in the Texas League. And so he will make his debut. Shot right back to the middle. Knockdown off the body of Puckett. Throws to first for the out. Boy, I hope he's okay. That was a one-hop rocket right back up the middle. Traveler's dugout wants to know if AJ's okay. Seems to indicate that he is. Down to second goes Winkler. Boy, that ball was just ripped. Knocked the ball down. It kind of hit him, so he half knocked it down, and it almost knocked him down, but found it, retrieved it, threw to first for the out. So AJ Puckett helps his own cause. William Simonite the batter. Simon 0-for-3, couple of strikeouts and a fly out to center field. Pitch down and away for a ball, one ball, no strikes. So Emerson Hancock will be the starter for the Seattle Mariners tonight. He is the 8th traveler this season. All pitchers, by the way, is the 1-0 pitch inside for a ball. It's 2-0. The 8th traveler's pitcher not called up to AAA Tacoma. Called up all the way to the Mariners directly. So they have had some talent on this pitching staff, have the Travs. 8 guys directly to the big leagues. I've never heard of that. Swinging a foul back, 2-1. And Stephen had a great follow-up note. Again, giving credit where credit is due to my friend Stephen Davis, the Travs radio voice. Since becoming the Mariners' AA affiliate in 2017, 21 travelers have been called up directly to Seattle. Seems remarkable to me. Here's the 2-1 pitch. That's a called strike, and it's 2-2 to Simo. Of the 8 guys this year, by the way, they are all right-handed pitchers. Ty Adcock, Prelander Barella, he is back here. Isaiah Campbell, Bryce Miller, who's been a great story. Devin Sweet, Juan Thin, and Brian Wu. Brian was in the Mariners' rotation until being placed on the injured list, and now Emerson Hancock, top 5 prospect for Seattle, joins the Mariners, makes his big league debut tonight. We wish him well. Line drive opposite way into the right field corner, base hit for Simo. That'll score a run. My goodness. I'm not a big fan of the analogy because I think it's gotten a little cliche over the years. But it's basically a 1-touchdown lead. Well, actually, the 10-point lead is a touchdown and a field goal. It's 17-7. And, yeah, that is a baseball, not a baseball, more of a football score. Wow, what a night at this ballpark. So Simon with a good opposite field double drives home Jack Winkler. So 17-7. Chopper back up the middle, going to be handled behind the bag by Polkovich. Second baseman throws to first, and on one pitch, one swing. Cameron Nasterman hit it sharply, but back up the middle and handled by Polkovich. 2 down, advancing to third is Simonite. And the batter is Saheed Valenzuela, 1-for-3. I want to wish Emerson Hancock good luck this evening. He makes his big league debut for Seattle. You mentioned it last night, Bryce Miller went all the way up and in his big league debut, faced off against former Rockhound Mason Miller in his big league debut. Pitch up high for a ball to Saheed. One ball, no strikes. Runner at third, 2 men down. Pitch, boy, called strike, just got there. Outside corner at the knees. And San Diego is on the board, by the way, in the first inning, so not the easiest. I know they've been a surprise to Padres. Boy, that's a tough lineup to face your first time out, isn't it? Here's the 1-1 pitch, and that's punch foul out of play, 1-2. Saheed singled and scored in the second inning, struck out swinging in the third, and bounced out to the pitcher. That was starter Kyle Tyler at the time. One for three. Runner at third, two down, and a run across. 17-7 Arkansas. Swing, and he sends that into shallow right center. He will make the catch. I believe it's Rodriguez who will handle that. Both guys right there, Rodriguez and Classe. And the inning will come to an end. So one run on one base hit, a hit batsman, no errors, and one man left. They're bound for the top of the seventh inning, and boy, it has been all about offense in this ball game. Village Car Wash score through six innings. Arkansas 17, Rockhound 7.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboy fans, check out our packages for the 2023 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages, too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Sundays are family days with the Hounds. Get five tickets for just $25 with a coupon from the Saturday edition of the Midland Reporter Telegram. Family Sundays are made possible by Academy Sports and Outdoors and by All American Chevrolet of Midland. Game time is 1 o'clock at Momentum Bank Ballpark. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
I can't imagine it's the easiest and most comfortable of feelings coming into the bullpen or from the bullpen into this game. When you look at the scoreboard, what's gone on? Trayson Kubo gets the call for the seventh inning. 17-7 Arkansas. Spencer Packard will lead it off. Boy, he has been on base all four times. He has two singles, a walk, and a home run. The home run solo. First pitch from Trayson. Missed ball one, one ball and no strikes. He has scored three. He has driven in three as Packard. Spencer, left-handed hitter. Trayson's pitch, swung in and ripped. Base hit right side. Lead-off base hit for Packard. Getting to it in a hurry is Masterman before it can get into the corner. But a line drive base hit, one on, nobody down. Seventh inning. Mentioned Emerson Hancock going all the way up to the big leagues from the Travelers. Again, wish him well tonight. He faces the San Diego Padres. And meantime, J.J. Schwarz on his way to Las Vegas. And the AAA Aviators, J.J., boy, just a tremendous last 10 days or so. Pitch drops to the dirt. Ball one, one ball, no strikes. Good stop by William Simonite. Batter is Alberto Rodriguez. Two for three. Walked and scored in the first, two-run double and scored in the seven-run second inning, singled and scored in the fourth. Bounced into a fielder's choice his last time up. 1-0 pitch, way up and in. Two balls, no strikes. Well, the Aviators had a roster spot, and J.J. gets the opportunity to move up a step. Boy, his last stretch with the Hounds last seven games hitting basically 350 with a lot of production. Pitch swung and that is sent in the air to right field. And I don't know, has Cameron got it? Yep, he did. Boy, that is a towering fly ball. Straight away, not very deep. Cameron, for a moment, if I'm reading the body language correctly, could not find it. Boy, that thing was in the stratosphere. Bulbas was trying to hustle over from center field, but then it looked like Cameron also then indicated with a body English that he had it, and he does. So a fly ball to shallow, fairly straightaway right field, but way up in the air. Now Robert Perez Jr., one for three, but the one was a big one. Three-run home run in the top of the first inning. Pitch swung on, fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. J.J. Schwarz, just to finish the thought, in his last seven games, hit 348. had 8 hits in that stretch, 2 doubles, 2 homers, 9 runs batted in, 7 scored, and 8 walks for a .516 on-base percentage. That'll get you noticed. 0-1 pitch swung on and missed. Good backup pitch by Kubo. 0-2 from Trayson. I wish JJ all the best as he gets a chance to join a pretty good Rockhounds alumni club at AAA Las Vegas in the Pacific Coast League. Time was called here by the batter Robert Perez Jr. Facing Trayson Kubo, making his 20th appearance, 0-2, 9.74 earned run average. 0-2 stretch from the belt. Right-hander delivers, but that's down and away for a ball. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Again, with J.J. going up, roster spot is filled in the bullpen, actually, with Tyler Baum, right-hander, has been activated from the injured list. Hayes also telling us Ryan Cusick has been activated from the development list. He's going to go to the Arizona Complex League for now. Here's the 1-2. That's popped in the air. Shallow right. And is anybody going to get there over the shoulder? Yamauchi, did he make the catch? He did! Casey Yamauchi with an over-the-shoulder sliding catch in shallow right. Well, I know it's a 10-run ball game, but that's a nifty piece of defense right there. Casey with the glove. Well, he hadn't exactly been quiet, has he? The young man playing tonight in, what do we say, his 7th professional game. Now here's Isaiah Gilliam. He is 1-for-3 with a grand slam. He also walked and scored. Fastball ripped into right field, a base hit. Over to try to cut it off is Masterman. He'll get there, but that's going to put runners at first and third. Off with contact, of course, was Packard, so he'll get to third base with ease. Boy, Gilliam ripped that pitch. So runners at the corners with 2 men down. A couple of base hits allowed here by Trayson. So the teams are now, they are now even in hits. Each team has 12 base hits. And it's 17-7 Arkansas, and the Rockhounds have not committed an error, so it's not one of those deals. Now, Caden Polkovich, 1-for-3 with a towering home run to left field. Takes high strike, just got there, 0-1. Switch hitter batting from the left side. Bounced out to end the first inning. Bounced out on a really nice play by Drew Swift at third in the second inning. Kubo's pitch. Inside corner called strike two. He then ripped a home run again way up in the air and cleared the high wall in left field. 2-run home run in the fourth. Walked and scored in the sixth. Travs lead by 10. Rockhounds won last night by 12. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. So Trayson Kubo keeps the Travs off the board with a strikeout. A 3-pitch whiff of Polkovich. And the inning is over. No runs, couple hits, no errors. And Travs have now left 4 men on in this game. 2 of them in that inning would have been so very efficient. 7th inning stretch and take me out to the ballgame time. Little non-Googleable trivia coming up. I tease you a little bit about what we got coming up. I can't remember, so I will grab the cheat notes. Travs go to the bullpen. We'll come right back with non-Googleable trivia. Village Car Wash score reads the Travelers 17, Rockhound 7.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The 7th inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Jason Arias will come on to pitch as we go to the 7th inning. Comes out of the bullpen. He'll face 8, 9, and 1 in the order for the Rockdowns. A.C. Yamauchi, then Brian Guelbas, and back up top for Drew Swift. A couple of just goofy ones for you on our non-Googleable trivia tonight. One of them just gives me a
great chance to refresh one of the great lines of all time. Guy who, well, he was named the Spaceman, and that was for a good reason. Bill Lee was a major league pitcher, but he went on to, after his big league career was over, he didn't give up on baseball. He kept pitching, and he was pitching in independent baseball. And, in fact, in 2012, is the first pitch from Arias, and that is a called strike to Casey Yamauchi. Casey, 1-for-3, an RBI, 2 runs scored. This is his 12th at bat for the Rockhounds. Pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. His 17th at bat as a professional baseball player. I love it. Right-handed hitter is Casey. Boy, made a pretty, pretty defensive play. Lines one, but it's fouled down the left field side, 1-2. In 2012, Bill Lee, pitching for the San Rafael Pacifics, threw a complete game, was a winner, and he became the oldest player in professional baseball history to be a winning pitcher, again, in a pro baseball game. Well, 2 years later, he did it again, broke his own record. 1-2 count, pitched to Casey, punched it foul, good protective swing, count goes 1-2. How old was Bill Lee, former big leaguer, when on this date he became the oldest man to win a professional baseball game? Again, pitcher, oldest winning pitcher in a professional baseball game ever. How old was he? Swinging a tapper. Off the mound is Arias. Going to have to hurry. Off balance the throw. Got him. Good play by Arias. Boy, Diason Arias kind of had to scramble to that ball and out there and set himself as best he could. That was a really good play. Casey is retired. One down for Brian Welbus. Brian, 1-for-3 with an RBI double. He also drove in a run with a ground out. So he has 12 runs batted in 8 games with the Hounds. And he has 8 ribbies in this series, which is now 2 games old. In fact, not quite 2 games old. Arias with a pitch. This boy, a lot going on with that delivery to Arias. Looks like things are just going to come unglued every time he throws the ball, but it gets there just fine. 1-0. Pitch is a swing and a miss. Boy, that little leg kick on the follow-through. Pitch misses. Ball 2, 2-0. Well, on this date, Bill Lee is pitching for the Sonoma Stompers of the Pacific Association. Pitched that, missed, and that's ball 3. 3-0 now to Brian Welbus. Drew Swift, top of the order on deck. 17-7 Arkansas in the 7th. The Sonoma Stompers beat the Pittsburgh Metal. Pitched down away, going back to the screen, so ball 4. By the way, that's Pittsburgh with no H on the end, Pittsburgh, California. And metal spelled M-E-T-T-L-E. So that kind of metal. The Pittsburgh Metal and the Sonoma Stompers. Nothing like a Stompers Metal matchup. Pacific Association. Bill Lee got the win. He went 5 2/3 in a 6-3 win. Oldest man to ever be the winning pitcher in a professional baseball game. He was the pitch. Inside ball 1. To Drew Swift. 2-for-4. Bill Lee was 67 years old and got the win in the Pacific Association game. Pitching for the Stompers. There's a swing and a miss. 1-1. Bill Lee, 67. I love it. Chalk up one for us old guys. Bill Lee had one of my favorite baseball quotes of all time on the goofy side, not the serious side. 1-1. Arias delivers down and away, 2-1. It is reported that whether he meant it, I mean, who knows. But Bill was a member of the visiting team at Boston's Fenway Park for the first time when he went there. Saw the Green Monster pitch, went just outside. Boy, there's a lot going on with Arias' delivery. Upon delivery, the right arm kind of flies up and away, almost looks like a bull rider. And that leg kicks around as well. There's a lot of stuff flying at you. 3-1 count, delivery, and that ball is popped high in the air out towards shortstop. That's Rivas. Outfield grass by a few steps. He's got it over the shoulder. So, 2 down in the 7th. Bill Lee looked at the word is, and the quote is, he looked at the green monster and asked someone, do they keep it there during games? Again, you know, even if he was trying to mess around, that's hilarious. And, but yeah, they do. They keep it there during games. Here's Max Muncy. Max 2-for-4. Ribbing a run with a double, pitch down and in for a ball. One on, two out, seventh inning. 17-7 Arkansas. The 1-0 pitch way outside for a ball. Part two on trivia. Couldn't really think of too many ways to make this an answerable question, but a streak came to an end on this date, 1988, of 5,687 in a row. 2-0 pitch, got there, backup delivery, inside corner, 2-1. 5,687 in a row, Major League Baseball. Not so well, a team. Actually does involve just one team. Pitch down and away, ball 3-3-1. Involves a stadium and a team. And the streak of 5,687 came to an end, and pretty much all of planet Earth noticed. There's a swing and a miss, and Max now a 3-2 count. Full count to Max Muncy. One on, two out, seventh inning. Well, amazing series. 44 runs have been scored in not quite two games. Margin of, well, victory or just the advantage right now. Pitch down and away, and Max draws a walk. No, two walks in the inning. Rockhounds won by 12 last night. Travs lead by 10 tonight. So a 22-run difference and 44 runs having been scored in the two games. Batter is Jack Winkler. Jack is 1-for-2, RBI single. He's also walked, was hit by a pitch and scored. Pitch down for ball one, one ball, no strikes. Well, it was on this date. So we got a visit to the mound here. It was supposed to be yesterday's date, but they got rained out trying to do something to snap a streak of 5,687 consecutive games. The Chicago Cubs were rained out against the Philadelphia Phillies just a few innings into a ball game. But on this date in 1988, Cubs beat the New York Mets 6-4. And for the first time in 5,688 games, it was a night game and not a day game at Wrigley Field. So before the lights went up and on and they finally got a night game played, Cubs played 5,687 consecutive day games. 1-0 pitch, swung and ripped, center field, coming on, base hit. We'll load him up. Well, for Jack Winkler again, he was struggling a little bit at the dish. He's had a good night at the plate. Granted, whether or not that changes the outcome is obviously, well, I would say, odds are against it, but a good night at the plate. He is 2-for-3 plus a walk and a hit batsman. Here's Lazaro Armenteros. He's 1-for-3 with an RBI plus a walk. Inning in the third for A.J. Puckett. Gave up a run on three base hits. No walks in the strikeout. Pitch swung on and fouled away by Lazaro, 0-1. Kyle Tyler was the starter, and of course you would expect the starter to get the decision in this ballgame. But he only went 4 2/3, so he is not eligible. So Puckett, I would imagine anyway, would be the pitcher of record, but that is scorekeeper's decision. Pitch down and away for a ball. One ball, one strike to Armenteros. Lazaro, right-handed hitter. Walked in the first inning, RBI single in the second. Swings, and this has really chased one up and away. Count goes 1-2. So, base is full. Well, Boss is at third base. Max Muncy is on at second, and Jack Winkler on at first. Swing and a miss. Lazaro chased one up and out of the zone. Boy, Arias again, a lot going on, and he flat throws hard. That was a 96-mile-an-hour elevated fastball. Inning is over. So over Arias, he will have no runs on a hit, two walks, and the Rockdown to leave the bases loaded here in the last half of the seventh. Give you some totals on this ball game as we go to the top half of the eighth. Village Car Wash score, Travelers 17, Rockdown 7.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plans. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Well, these teams meeting for the second time in what will be a six-game series when all is said and done. Man, to lighten up the scoreboard once again tonight. Rockhounds winning 16-4 last night. Travelers lead 17-7 tonight. 44 runs in 16 innings. It's not quite a precise arithmetic, but it's close enough for Jazz. These teams are averaging 3 runs per inning. We go to the 8th inning, and this one gets you the totals in a moment. Trayson Kubo going back to the mound for the 8th. Totals, by the way, are a little goofy. Pitch way up and in for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes as Josh Morgan leads it off in the 8th. Morgan, right-handed hitter, 0 for 2, but he's reached twice and scored twice, and that's part of the deal in this game. High pop-up. Jack Winkler, give a look, but I think, yeah, that'll go about midway up in the seats out of the right field side, 1-1. And the total's a little bit crazy in this game. But through 7, the Rockhounds have out-hit Arkansas 13-12 and trail 17-7. Morgan waits, stretch and pitch. Got there outside corner at the knees. Good pitch from Trayson, 1-2. 17 runs, 12 hits, 1 error for Arkansas. 17-12-1. Rockhounds, 7 runs, 13 hits, no errors, 7-13-0. But bases on balls have been an issue, hit by pitch as well. A couple of those early were significant. 1-2 down and away, 2-2. Hounds have offered up 7 walks, but 4 by Blake Beers early and then 3 by Jorge Juan, and that was in the 3-run 6th inning. Pitch check swing, did he go? Yep, he did. Boy, no appeal needed, and that's Josh Morgan. I think he's got a point here. I think that should have been upon appeal, so Morgan going to walk away. He's out on strikes. Trayson Kubo's second strikeout. Got a whiff to end the 7th inning, and now one to open the 8th as Morgan is out on strikes, and that'll bring up Matt Scheffler. Hit a 2-run single to deep center field his last time up, and I was really watching base runners more than Matt when he was running the bases, takes outside for a ball 1-0. But it was just a long single that drove in a couple. 1-3. Was a hit batsman swinging a foul back out of play, 1-1. Trav's got 3 in the first inning. Robert Perez Jr., a 3-run home run. Hounds answered. They scored on a Jack Winkler single in the first inning, and then Alberto Rodriguez kept the 3-1 lead with a brilliant sliding catch in right field. Pitch down and away for a ball. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. That was off the bat of Cameron Masterman, and it was just a sensational sliding catch that kept the Rockhounds from tying the game. 2 balls, 1 strike to count. Trayson Kubo with a stretch-in pitch, and that ball hard hit at third end. Swift makes the play. Spins, turns, throws. Got him. Nice. Lord, really nice play by Drew Swift. That ball was ripped. Boy, third base can be such a just an art form defensively. And again, isn't going to change the planetary spin or quite likely the outcome of this game, but that was really some good glove work by Drew Swift. Two men down, and here's Leo Rivas. Leo, see, I do believe the only traveler not to reach base in this game. Takes ball one, one ball, no strikes. Has a sacrifice bunt and a sacrifice fly. So every traveler has scored a run or driven one in or both. Swinging miss. Here is a 1-1 count now to Leo Rivas. Switch hitting shortstop. Boy, drove the ball the better part of 405 feet or so his last time. Takes down the middle, called strike from Trayson, 1-2. So top of the eighth inning, 17-7. Arkansas leads it. We'll see if Thirsty Thursday will bring us a more competitive game. Either way, 1-2 pitch, bounced foul, jammed him a little bit, did Trayson. Count stays 1-2. Nobody on and two men down in the top of the eighth inning. And these teams will meet tomorrow, 7 o'clock is our first pitch. Delivery from Trayson, swing and a miss, got him with a breaking pitch down. Good off-speed pitch from Trayson Kubo. Gave up a couple of base hits, but comes back, and it's a 1-2-3 eighth inning. Win in this game, that's no small accomplishment. We go to the bottom half of the eighth, our Village Car Wash score, Arkansas 17, Rockdown 7.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas-certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the freedom is invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
To the last half of the eighth inning we go. This ball game 17-7. The Travelers on top. Travis Kuhn is on the pitch. Right-hander will face William Simonite to lead it off. RBI double his last time up. Takes a called strike on the outside edge to Simo. Balls and a strike. Cameron Masterman and Saeed Valenzuela to follow in the eighth inning. Pitch sails up high. Ball one for Travis Kuhn. And right-hander out of a Travelers bullpen that is seen, what, five relievers go up to the big leagues directly from Arkansas this year. Pitch down and away, 2-1. Two balls and one strike to Simonite. Right-hander comes set, twisting delivery, punch to right side, gloved beautifully on the move by the first baseman, Perez. Little soft slicing inside-out swing toward the first base line, and boy, Perez got a nice read on that ball, so really good play. So one man down in the eighth inning. Travis Kuhn has been just outstanding. 35 prior appearances, a 2.77 ERA, 34 hits in 39 innings, 19 walks, 34 Ks, a swing and a foul back, 0-1. Not even quite a 2-1 ratio, but boy, a sub-3 ERA in 35 appearances. And it shows up a lot of Mariners prospect lists. Coon delivers, finds the outside corner, perfectly spotted pitch, 0-2 to Cameron Masterman. Well, Cameron is 2-for-4, should be 3-for-4. Alberto Rodriguez flat robbed him of a hit and probably a couple of ribbies in the first inning. Takes down and away for a ball, 1-2. He's had a good ball game. 2-for-4 in this one. He was 3-for-3. In the last game, Sunday at Frisco, pitch to Cameron, down and away for a ball. Count goes 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jack Perkins against Sean Semple tomorrow. It'll be a 7 o'clock game. I just noticed I have 6:30 on the lineup sheet. That's wrong. Ground ball, third base, going to be handled by the shortstop. Rivas instead threw it to first base. They get him and did. Really good play by Rivas. Morgan dove to his left, couldn't get there. Rivas made the play on the edge of the grass, put on the brakes, set himself, and got a lot on the throw. Masterman out by a quarter step. Really nice play by Rivas. You know, this is a 17-7 game, and there have been some tremendous defensive plays in the game. Here's Saeed. He's 1-for-4, switch hitter. Swings, bounces one right side. That'll be handled. The first baseman Perez. Well, first time in this game, the Rockhounds go in order. And we will go to the top half of the ninth inning. So we have played 8 in game 2 of a 6-game series at Momentum Bank Ballpark in our Village Car Wash. Score of this game, Arkansas 17, Rockhounds 7.
Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021, see web total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Shane McGuire is back to the mound. He fires and the first pitch is ripped to right field. Cameron Masterman catches it. Oh, you got to love baseball. Shane tossed that. I didn't read the velocity readout, but on the first pitch, Jonathan Classe swung and just ripped a line drive, and Cameron went and got it. One pitch, one swing, one out in the ninth inning. Again, this is just to save the bullpen a little bit. So Shane McGuire, second time he's pitched in 2 weeks. Off-speed pitch to that, 60. I think it can't be 80, right? Is that 80? Might have been 80. Outside to Spencer Packard. Well, Packard has reached base all 5 times up in this game. Pitch, and that's a strike, 1-1. He has a single and a run, a bases-loaded walk and a run, a home run and 2 singles. Takes down low. Count goes 2 balls and a strike. Shane pitched, and it was the 11th inning, so he took a loss at Frisco. But again, in that game, Rockin is just out of arms. Fly ball, left field, straight away, and Saeed makes the play. Well, you want a goofy stat? You think baseball isn't goofy? Shane McGuire is a catcher. He is pitching. Spencer Packard just came to the plate for the sixth time, and for the first time in this game, he is out. And who got him out? The catcher. Baseball is wonderfully goofy. Pitch just inside for a ball to Alberto Rodriguez, one of them crowd. Well, you know, if you're here, you're a baseball fan, if you're here on a Wednesday night, yeah, I like it. They were getting behind him. Pitch, oh, he fired that one inside corner, called strike. One ball, one strike. So Shane has a loss, but no ERA at this point. Yes, I knocked on wood. Delivery swung on. High fly ball left field. Saeed coming on. Will he get there? He does. 1-2-3, Shane McGuire. Oh, I just think that's tremendous. Well, this has not been a night with a lot of smiles for the Rockhounds, that's for sure. Trust me. Shane McGuire gets a 1-2-3 inning. We'll go to the bottom half of the ninth. So, 8.5 in the books, and the Travelers, boy, just as the Hounds did last night, just running away and hiding. Village Car Wash score, Arkansas 17, Rockhound 7.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
If you love HEB, but don't always have the time for shopping at HEB, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry-pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the MyHEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad and store. See HEB.com for details.
Guy who has had some big league experience this year, Prelander Baroa, will come on to pitch for Arkansas. We go to the bottom half of the ninth inning. So Arias and Kuhn each with one inning in relief. Trav spreading out the work here. Arias going one inning, gave up no runs on a hit, two walks and a strikeout, and Travis Kuhn just three up and three down, with no whiffs. And Baroa, he's on to pitch here in the ninth inning. No, there was some question when Prelander came into the game, and I don't know if we've already seen in one case where a glove that a pitcher was wearing, he was forced to change it, I think because of the color of the glove, and I don't know if that was the case here. The Trav's asking about it. It's a low-level conversation, of course, not an argument, but Lander was delayed coming into the game, and now he is, looks like anyway, he's ready to go. And go to the bottom half of the ninth as he'll continue and conclude his warm-up tosses. Let's see what else is going on. Oh, my. Amarillo has rallied back. They have just taken a lead at Tulsa by a 7-4 score. Amarillo 7, Tulsa 4, top of the eighth. Frisco has made a 2-in-a-row over Corpus Christi, 6-2. Well, I think the Hooks have 5 hits in 2 games in that series. Here is Casey Yamauchi to lead it off. A good ball game, swing and a miss, 0-1. Now, again, for Casey, this is his 7th professional game. He is now, what do we say? He is 2-for-12 with the Rockhounds. This is his 18th at bat. He's facing a guy who's been in the big leagues this year. Didn't mean to. Woo! Check swing, foul ball. I think that got our umpire a little bit. Matt Scheffler, Arkansas catcher, kind of checking with Jared, make sure he's okay. Gerald Molman, our home plate umpire, was a little check swing, and I think it deflected off, boy, maybe the bat to glove, and I thought maybe, well, I don't know, is it 1-1? Is that right? Yeah, pitch just missed, and we apparently deflected off our home plate umpire. Fastball is up, high ball, 2-2-1. Yikes. Fortunately, he's okay. Scoreboard has 2-1. I think it's 1-2. And he just flashed the count, and I just flat missed it. What do we have here? See if he's going to correct it. 3-1 according to the board. Is that right? Yep, we'll go with that. Wasn't corrected by our home plate umpire. Three balls, one strike. Pitch, yep, down and away for ball four. So, leadoff walk, and Casey reaches base. Well, Casey Yamauchi is one for four. He's reached base twice, has two runs and an RBI. Ah, flattered. Love it. In his seventh professional game. Now the batter, Brian Buelbas, he is one for three with two more ribbies in this game. He takes back a pitch inside corner called strike 0-1. So Frisco now a game ahead of Corpus Christi. San Antonio was postponed, I am guessing, due to rain at Springfield. Pitch outside for a ball. Count is one ball, one strike. Boy, there's some weather going on in the North Division. Northwest Arkansas and Wichita played only five innings at Springdale, Arkansas. 2-1, the Wind Surge winning that one. Swing, line drive, gloved on the backhand by Rivas. Throws behind the runner, but not in time. Boy, line shot. Buelbas' bat, and that is handled by Rivas, the shortstop. Boy, well-hit ball, one man down. Drew Swift, 2-for-6 last night, 2-for-5 in this one. Right-handed hitter has a double and a run scored back in the first inning. Ripped the ball in the fourth, but it was caught by pitcher Kyle Tyler in a line drive back up through the box. Takes a called strike 0-1. So bottom of the ninth, it's 17-7 Arkansas. This is really kind of remarkable. Swing and a shot to left center field, a base hit. Boy, Drew Swift. Yamauchi will put on the brakes at second. Well, Drew was 2-for-6 last night. He is 3-for-6 tonight. That is really, again, 17-7. Not going to change the outcome of the game, but that's really good to see. I say so often, one of my favorite phrases, and I just think it's perfect for baseball, is this game will keep you humble. Sometimes within the course of one game. But Drew Swift, when the Rockhounds packed the bags for Frisco, was on a nice, not a lengthy streak, but he was on a four-game hit streak, was 5-for-12, that's .417 average, and promptly went 0-for in the series at Frisco, but he has really swung the bat well upon coming home. Pitch, whoop, up and in, and that's a hit batsman as Max Muncy gets plunked. There was, of course, no intent there, but you know what? If you are a fan of your home team, and that home team is trailing 17-7, and you're still here in the bottom of the ninth inning, you can boo all you want on the hit-by-pitch, even though there was no intent. I don't know if anybody said anything. Our home plate umpire, Jared Molman, kind of stepped out a little bit up the first base side, just to make sure, I guess. Can't imagine much going on there. Well, bases are loaded with one man down. Here's Jack Winkler. Jack, 2-for-3. Takes way up high from Baroa for ball one. And Prelander with some time of the Mariners on the year in 28 appearances with the Travelers. 2.68 ERA, been outstanding. Bouncing ball well wide of the bag at third. One ball, one strike. Well, this ball game has just touched within a minute or so. I'm not sure of the exact first pitch. We just touched 3 hours, okay? And that's, for this day and age, happily, that's a long game. Here's the 1-1. Out there, called striking high outside edge, 1-2. If this game had been played with everything going on before the pitch clock, this game would be a 4-hour game, almost assuredly. Here's the 1-2. Slice foul out of play. Boy, got in on Jack, and he fought it off and fouled it off. 1-2. Anthony is 2-for-3. RBI single in first. Has a couple of singles and a flyout. He's also walked, was hit by a pitch, and scored. Bases full, ninth inning. 1-2 pitch, and a swing and a miss. And Baroa got him. So, two down in the last half of the ninth inning. The bases full, and here's Lazaro. Lazaro in this ball game is 1-for-4, a walk, an RBI single. Francis Full. Browns down by 10 in the ninth inning. Pitch way up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Burrow, a 5'11", 170. Out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Former Giants farmhand. 1-0 pitch. Boy, got there. Called strike. Inside edge, 1-1. Close pitch there. Just got there. Browns with a walk, a single, and a hit. That's been here in the ninth inning. Pitch swung and hit high in the air to right field. That is fairly deep. That ball's got a chance to do some damage. That's going to find the base of the wall for Lazaro. And that will be a double, and three runs are going to score. Boy, you got to love it. Not going gentle into that. Good night. Lazaro drives home all three runners. And that, by the way, gives him a 4-RBI game and pushes him over 50 for the season. Ball hit to the base of the wall in deep right field. Rodriguez went at it. Boy, he's played some very good defense, including a brilliant catch earlier in this game, so you wondered if he might get to it. But no, and Lazaro with a three-run double. Now William Simonite takes up and in for a ball. One ball and no strikes. So Lazaro with a bases clearing double against a very good reliever in Prelander Baroa. That ERA is going to bump up a little bit. Strike call to Simon on the inside corner, 1-1. Well, it's still a football score, and it's 17-10. I think we passed the 2-minute warning. Pitch down and in for a ball. It's 2-1. Lazaro with a 4-RBI game. J.J. Schwarz had one of those last night. Of course, he is now on his way and is in Las Vegas. Bouncing ball foul, 2-2 the count to the Hounds' first baseman. Or catcher, excuse me, Simo behind the plate tonight. Boy, my goodness, how much offense we have seen. 47 runs in two games. Wow. 2-2 pitch. Swung in. Pop foul out of play. Don't know there's any way to go back and without taking half a week to do it, but there's got to be about as many runs as you've seen in a two-day stretch. I don't know about ever, but in a long time. Two balls, two strikes, Simo waits. Stretch and pitch by Baroa. Outside, ball three. That is the height of optimism right there. 17-10 with one on and two out in the bottom of the ninth, and we are going to charge. I like that optimism. 3-2 pitch, bouncing ball, third base, just foul. Wide of the line off Simo's bat. We'll do it again on 3-2. Simo 1-for-5 with an RBI double. Full count, three balls, two strikes, first base open. Pitch by Baroa, and he got him called third strike, and Simo knew it. So his third strike out of the ball game, and this one is in the books. But boy, piece of cake. This game took right about 3 hours, 5 minutes, give or take, of course. Stunning. 27 runs in 3:05. Oh, my goodness, Ian. Texas League circa, I don't know what, 2019? Easily a 4-hour game, and I mean easily. Well, the Travs with a 7-run second inning, and when all is said and done, that is precisely the difference in this game. As the Travs even the series with a 17-10 win, 47 runs in two ball games. Gentlemen, this bud's for you.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
Scoreboard is a little bit, it's very interesting, put it that way. The Rockhounds out-hit the Travelers and fall 17-10. Arkansas 17 runs on 12 hits, 1 error, 17-12-0. The Rockhounds 10 runs, 15 hits, no errors, 10-15-0. And the Travelers go 1-2-3 in each of the last two innings, including against catcher Shane McGuire in the ninth. The Travelers had the game's four home runs. They hit for the home run cycle as a team. Robert Perez, a three-run home run in the first inning. Isaiah Gilliam, the grand slam in the second. Caden Polkovich, a two-run home run, and that followed a solo home run by Spencer Packard, both in the fourth inning. And of their 17 runs, Arkansas had 13 through the first four innings of this game. I don't think the box has been quite finalized yet. I would think the winning pitcher is A.J. Puckett, but again, that's scorekeeper's decision. Starter Kyle Tyler went 4 2/3 in this game. Blake Beers will take the loss. He falls to 2-8. Be curious to see the official time of game unofficially, right about 3 hours, 5 minutes. Just remarkable that a 27-run game played in that small amount of time, considering in perspective, of course. When we come back, take a quick look at this game, and we'll put this one into the books and get you set for game three of this series, which comes up tomorrow at 7. From Momentum Bank Ballpark, our final Village Car Wash score of this ballgame reads the Arkansas Travelers 17 and the Rockhounds 10.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Travelers win it 17-10. Difference in this game, and it just stands out mathematically. Pretty easy stuff. It was a 7-run second inning, and the second inning is really kind of the clip notes of this game because the Travelers scored their 7 runs on only 2 base hits. The Rockhounds played an errorless game tonight, so errors had nothing to do with it. But in that inning, with the Travs taking a 3-1 advantage into the second, back-to-back hit batsmen, Josh Morgan and Matt Scheffler, Leo Rivas, it sounds, again, a little odd to say, a sacrifice bunt that put runners at second and third. Jonathan Classe drew a walk to load the bases. Spencer Packard drew a walk, and that forced in a run. It was 4-1. With a run scoring without benefit of a base hit. Alberto Rodriguez then doubled to right field. That scored 2, and that made it a 6-1 game. Robert Perez Jr. drew a walk, and that loaded the bases again. And Isaiah Gilliam launched a grand slam home run. So in the second inning, 7 runs on 2 hits, no errors, and when that dust had cleared, the Travelers led the ball game by the score of 10-1. For some reason, the online box is not wanting to update and finalize here. Well, perhaps it is. Yeah, there we go. Didn't show that way initially. Now it does. The winner is, that's interesting, the winner will be Travis Kuhn, who came on and pitched a 1-2-3 eighth inning, so he's considered to be the most efficient of the relievers. And again, that's completely scorekeeper's judgment, but he got a 1-2-3 inning, so Kuhn will get the win. Blake Beers does indeed, of course, take the loss. He's 2-8. And time in a game, three 302, 27 runs, 27 hits. Rockhounds walked 7. Travs walked 5 in this game. There were multiple hit batsmen, and all of that in 302 is amazing. 1,820 on hand are paid attendance tonight for this ballgame. In the game, Spencer Packard led all hitters with a 4-hit game for Arkansas. Went 4-for-5. He drove in 3 and scored 3. Isaiah Gilliam had a 2-for-4 game with a grand slam home run. He had 4 runs driven in. Perez Jr. had the 3-run home run. For the Rockhounds, Lázaro Armenteros 2-for-5, and he had 4 runs driven in this ballgame. But obviously for both ball clubs, there were multiple very good offensive games. By the way, Casey Yamauchi went 1-for-4, drove in a run, and scored 3 in his 7th professional baseball game. I know I lean on that a lot, but I just absolutely flat love it. So the Rockhounds out-hit the Travelers, oddity number 1. The Travelers go up and down in order in this game 3 different times over the course of the game. Once against David Leal, and then Trayson Kubo in the 8th. And the last time they went up and down in order was against catcher Shane McGuire. And one of my favorite notes from this game, Spencer Packard was on base in 5 out of 6. The only time he didn't reach was against Shane McGuire in the 9th inning. Well, for the Travelers, again, they break a 7-game losing streak, and I probably should have mentioned that more during the play-by-play. This ball game was, of course, a game that had a lot going on. But for the Travs, yeah, the sleeping giant awakened here this evening in a 17-10 victory, and at one point a 10-1 advantage, and they never looked back from there to the Travs. So they say so long to their only significant losing streak of the season. They have been so very good. Travelers are now 61-42. They are 19 games over 500 and just broke a 7-game losing streak. Yeah, they've been pretty good. Rockhounds fall back under 500 in the second half at 17-18. And last we saw, Amarillo was winning, so this will apparently, in a way, drop the Rockhounds back to, we have 4 games behind the Sod Poodles in the Texas League South Division. Hounds had gotten within 3. Amarillo was leading late 7-4. And that ball game is, let's see, in the bottom of the ninth at Tulsa. Not quite a final error. And Frisco, a winner over Corpus Christi. There we go. So tomorrow, Rockhounds and the Travelers. Well, if you're a starting pitcher, a little fear and trepidation perhaps, but it'll be Sean Semple, 2-4, a 5.19 ERA. He'll go against Jack Perkins. No wins or losses, a 6.38 ERA. 7 o'clock is our start time tomorrow for Thirsty Thursday. Same on Friday and Saturday, and then 1 o'clock in the afternoon to wrap it up on Sunday. Well, if you're still hanging around with me, thank you so much, and really appreciate you coming on board and sharing Rockhounds baseball for all of us with the Rockhounds at Momentum Bank Ballpark with our final, Arkansas 17, the Rockhounds 10. Bob Hards saying goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Scully. And goodnight, my friends, from Rocky Town.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.